Is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
If your roof's off the leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. Wagner Sprayers, Quikrete, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on today? If it's your house, you're in the right place, because that's where we are. We've been fixing up houses for decades and helping other folks do just that as well. So if you've got a question about a project that you'd like to get into this spring, well, we'd like to get into it with you. You can add that to our to-do list by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question for the fastest response at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, did you guys know that one dandelion plant can make up to 15,000 weed seeds? That's kind of crazy. We're going to help you win the battle against these green invaders with tips on how to tackle stopping weeds for the entire season.
And also ahead, natural stone countertops have been a popular choice for kitchens, but they're also very high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of these stone tops worth the hassle that goes along with it? We're going to highlight the pros and cons.
And are you ready to take on a big painting project this Memorial Day weekend? Well, maybe like painting the entire exterior of your house. That would be big, right?
That's a big project.
Yeah. As challenging as that might sound, it's actually totally doable. So we're going to share some tips on tools that can make the job a lot easier.
Plus, we've got a great giveaway. We've got a new product from Deich Coatings called Rock Patch, which can help you easily repair and restore any concrete surface that was damaged over the winter season. And that's a prize worth almost $50.
To qualify, all you need to do is reach out to us with your home improvement question. That product's going out to one caller drawn at random. You can reach us by calling 888-666-3974, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question for the fastest possible response.
All right, Colleen in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering about a product called Restore. It's called Liquid Armor Resurfacer, and I have a dock that I wanted to put it on.
All right, I'm familiar with those Restore products. I've not used them, but I know what they're supposed to do. One thing I would tell you is, I don't know about the brand you mentioned. I would make sure it's a brand that's been around for a long time, because we've seen some of those thick paint products do more damage than good. I know, for example, that Rust-Oleum, which is a good brand, makes a product called Restore. It works on concrete and decks, as well as vertical siding. So I might start by taking a look at the Rust-Oleum product. Just make sure you stick with a name brand that's been around a long time, so that you know that you've got a really good product that you're putting on the deck. And I would also make sure that you tested it in an area, maybe on a couple of deck boards, to make sure you're completely happy with it before going all in on the entire deck or dock.
And is it harder to use this type of product versus just a regular paint?
Yeah, it's going to be more difficult because it's about 10 times thicker than paint. So the application is, you know, got to be done right. You're going to use similar tools, but it's going to be slow.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Scott in Iowa on the line who needs help with a painting project. Tell us what you're working on.
I just recently bought a rental house, and the plaster, it's an older home, and the plaster was falling off the house. Well, the guy I bought it from had repaired it, but if you look at it, it's falling out in some areas and falling back in some areas. And I was just wondering, would I have to re-drywall it, or is there a cheaper and easier way to fix that?
How much of this exists? Is there a lot of this that's where the plaster seems to be loose?
Throughout the whole house.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a problem because it's going to be dangerous. What happens is the plaster, when it's applied over something called wood lath, which are like thin strips of wood, kind of look like those sticks we use to hold up garden plants and tomatoes and things like that. And the plaster expands to behind the lath, and it sort of locks in place. But over the years with an old house, those keyways, we call them, loosen up, and then the plaster is not attached to the wall anymore. So you are looking at a situation where the walls are going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And if it's the ceiling that's loose, it could be dangerous because when that plaster falls, it's really, really heavy. I've seen it dent floors and certainly could hurt somebody. So now we have the question is, what's the best way to deal with this? Should I tear the plaster out? Should I drywall over? I've done it both ways. I've come to the conclusion after trying it this way for many years that the best thing to do is to put drywall on top of the plaster, not tear it out, for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's less messy. Secondly, that even when you tear out the lath and the plaster, you'll find that the studs from the old house behind it are not very even. So when you put drywall up, it tends to warp sometimes. So what I would do is I would attach new drywall over the plaster. You can use 3/8 of an inch thick drywall too. You don't even need to use 1/2 inch drywall. And then by attaching from the drywall through the plaster into the studs, you'll help secure that loose plaster so you won't have any further movement in that room. That would be my recommendation.
That works out.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. 888-666-3974.
Daddy in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a patio that had some cracks in it. It is exposed aggregate. My husband dug it out and filled in the cracks. Now our question for you is there a sealer with some colorant that we could use over the whole area?
I think what you're asking us for is a concrete stain. Sealers are always clear. So if you've got this crack filled in and you've got some color to that, then what you're going to have to do is stain the concrete to match that, and then you could seal it. But you'd have to stain it. And if you're going to stain concrete, you would use an acid stain.
Okay. Is there anything you can recommend?
Quikrete makes a great one in a couple of good colors, more neutral than anything a little crazy, but it's an easy-to-apply product. You're going to get some great coloration there. And, you know, it's a reputable brand. They know what they're doing, so I would start there.
Well, that sounds great, and I really love your show.
Thank you very much, Dottie. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, we all love a lush green lawn, but sometimes what's green isn't exactly grass, nor is it actually very lush. We're going to share tips to stop weeds from destroying your lawn when we return. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Do you have cracks or holes in your concrete sidewalk, driveway, or steps? Patch them up with Rock Patch. New from Deich Coatings, non-messy Rock Patch is made of pre-mixed polymer and stone formula. Just open the can, stir, and get started. Fill, level, and resurface your broken concrete areas quickly. Rock Patch dries rock hard and resists impact, moisture, hot tires, and salt. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So whatever it is you are working on, we can definitely lend a hand. Follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, as you walk around the outside of your house on these increasingly warmer days, have you noticed that your concrete walk or your patio or your driveway looks a little worse for wear? Winter has that effect on those surfaces. And that's why on today's show, we're going to give away a product that can help restore them called Rock Patch. It's new from Deich Coatings, and it's a pre-mixed polymer stone formula that can be used to fill low spots or to level or resurface any ugly cracks. If you've got some holes in the concrete, maybe you've got some deterioration from using the dreaded rock salt and ate away the surface of the concrete, you can fill all of those spaces and make them nice and neat and smooth with Rock Patch. Super easy to use. You don't have to mix it up. You just pop the lid, give it a stir, and apply. And it dries in 24 hours. It's available online at DeichCoatings.com, also on the Home Depot's website and Lowe's. The one-gallon container sells for $41.95, and we've got one of those to give away on today's show. So call us with your questions, and it might just be you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Mark in Oregon on the line who needs some help with a hardwood flooring project. Tell us what you're working on.
Got an old wood floor, hardwood floor that is looking kind of rough, but I don't really want to put a showroom shine on it, but yet I still want to keep it protected. And I kind of want to keep it clean, so I was wondering if there's a product that you would suggest to more or less not refinish it, but yet keep it maintained, I guess.
Well, so what you're saying is that you don't want to go all in and have it and like totally sand it down. You just want to sort of brush it up a little bit. Is that correct?
Yeah, because it's well used. It's in a dining room, but yet I think I kind of like that antique or almost museum look to it.
Is any of it worn down to the bone? Do you see the raw wood anywhere, or is it just scuffed up a bit?
It's pretty much scuffed and worn down, I would say. Yeah, but it's not bad looking. It's just I just don't want to really put a shine on it and make it look like it's a brand new hardwood floor.
You're going to need to pull the furniture out of the room, and then you have to do a light sanding of the floor. If it's not really worn out to the point where, like, it's got cracks or crevices or digs or, you know, areas where the stain is missing or anything like that, it's just sort of roughed up a bit, you can do a light sanding, and the easiest way to do that is with a floor sander and a sanding screen on it. You go out and rent one of these floor sanders like you see used at a commercial building or the mall or someplace like that, and then they'll give you at the store a couple of sanding screens that go underneath it. And then you very carefully and slowly, you do like a light sanding of the whole thing. And then you'll have to hand sand along the baseboard and the corners and so on. Then damp mop it just to make sure you get up all of the dust, vacuum and damp mop it. And then what you can do is apply two or three coats of satin polyurethane. I mean, you can even get flat polyurethane if you want absolutely no sheen to it. But satin usually has just enough sheen to protect it but not be too obvious. And you apply that with, not with a brush, but with a lamb's wool applicator. You pretty much mop it on with the lamb's wool applicator. And stay out of the room for a couple of days, and you'll be good to go.
Well, it sounds great to me. I'll give it a try.
All right. Good luck with that project, Mark. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading over to Delaware, where Margie has a crawl space question. What can we help you with?
I'd like to know if you should put plastic on the ground underneath your house. We have like a 3-foot. So you can climb under there. Should we lay plastic on that for a barrier, for a moisture barrier underneath that, like a ranch house?
Is it underneath the entire house or is it just under a certain area?
No, it's underneath the entire house. So you can crawl under, and someone said you should put plastic on top of the dirt.
Now, are you having any moisture issues inside the house?
Not really. We were just thinking it would be a good idea to do that.
Now, generally, with an enclosed crawl space or one that's, you know, smaller scale to an entire home, we would always recommend putting down sort of a plastic sheathing, and you want to fill the entire space. And in areas where you do have to have seams, you want to make sure that you overlap, you know, a good foot or two so that it really lays down nicely. Now, Tom, would you do that if it's under the entire house?
Yeah, I put it down across the crawl space floor along the entire house because it stops the moisture in the soil from wicking up and evaporating up into the air and then getting the insulation damp and making it ineffective. So it's always a good idea to have, it's called a vapor barrier, and have that down on top of that soil surface. You also want to check the exterior, though, to make sure that your gutters are clean, the downspouts are extended. It's part of a moisture management solution. It's not just, you know, one-off.
You want to make sure you're limiting the amount of moisture that actually gets to that, you know, the dirt or the soil underneath the crawl space. So if you make sure that your gutters are extending away from the house, you know, a good 3 feet or so, and not depositing the water back towards that crawl space, you know, any sort of planting bedded areas, you want to make sure that that soil slopes away. You just want to do your best that you can to move the moisture away.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, we all love a lush green lawn, but sometimes what's green isn't exactly grass, nor is it very lush. In fact, weeds can destroy a lawn and remove any chance of turning your backyard into a perfect putting spot.
Well, that's right, but when you consider that just one dandelion plant can make up to 15,000 weed seeds, it's kind of a wonder any of us ever win the battle against these green invaders. So to help, we put together a few tips on how to rid both your life and your lawn from these nasty weeds.
Well, first of all, the best way to control dandelions and other weeds in your yard is to grow a thick, vigorous lawn. Now, dense grass is going to crowd out those weeds and then block the sunlight that those seeds need to germinate. However, that's not always so easy to do. Now, lawn weeds usually fall under three broad categories: unwanted grasses, grass-like plants called sedges, and broadleaf plants. So to get rid of them, you need to identify the type of weed you have and then target that specific type.
Now, no single herbicide or weeding technique or lawn care tactic is going to work against every type of weed. So how you attack the weeds in your lawn really depends on which you have. Now, if you're looking for a non-pesticide option, a weed barrier is a better solution. And another option is to get a covering on the ground that will compete with the weeds. Thick grasses, for example, is going to crowd out weeds and block the sunlight. Now, timing is super important. The best time to spray for weeds is between June and July. And then from late August to September is the best time to create new lawns. If you're going to rototill and put down a new lawn, do it then. Or if you've got an existing lawn, what you can do is do core aeration. These are like sort of spike aerators that poke a hole down into the soil a few inches, and then you drop the seeds in those holes, and by the time next spring comes around, you'll be well on your way to a brand new lawn.
Now we've got Jeff in Iowa on the line, who is working on a bathroom plumbing problem. What's going on?
Our house was built in 1978. Still had the same toilets in it as the day it was built. So we decided to upgrade to new high-efficient toilets. We bought 1.28 per gallon flush toilets with a 10 flush rating. And our toilets sit back-to-back, basically. The master bedroom has a toilet that sits just behind the toilet in the main bathroom. When you flush the toilet in the main bathroom, it sucks all the water out of the master bedroom toilet. But it doesn't do it the other way.
Here's the problem. You've got a venting issue, and there's not enough air getting into the waistline that's probably feeding both toilets. And so as a result, when you flush one, you cause a draw on the other that pulls the water out. A lot easier to do when you have only 1.25 gallons of water as opposed to maybe 3 or 4 gallons that you used to have with the older toilet. So you need to get a plumber in to look at this and figure out where the venting has gone wrong. There could be venting that also became obstructed. You could get rodents or animals that nest inside vents, but there's not enough intake air getting into the plumbing system, and that's why you're getting this sort of suction problem. Whenever you have this condition, or if you get, sometimes you get a gurgling when you flush or when you run sinks and water goes down, is because there's not enough air getting into the plumbing system, and that's going to be what will solve this for you. Okay, Jeff?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Louise in Texas is on the line and needs some help cleaning up after a gardening project gone awry. Tell us what happened.
Oh, yes. We have these insidious vines. One found its way in a crack. I guess my windows weren't very good. And it grew into a back bedroom that I had closed off this winter. And it grew across my wall and onto the ceiling. So I pulled it down and cut it off, and I went outside, and now it has left behind hard stuff on there that I can't get off. I don't know how to get it off without damaging the wall.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and whenever you have a vine attached to a house, those attachment points are really insidious. They're very hard to get off, and it really takes nothing more than elbow grease. And so if you're talking about a drywall surface here, you're literally going to have to sand that surface, lightly abrade that surface, because you don't want to cut through the paper to get off anything that the vine left behind. Then once you're done sanding it, then you have to prime it, and you need to use a good quality primer here and prime the entire surface, if not the entire room, and then repaint the room. But there's no way to clean what's left behind with that vine debris. You have to actually physically abrade it off, scrape it, prime it, sand it, to get rid of it. And if you want to slow down those vines from growing on the outside of your house, think about spraying Roundup on them. Roundup, you spray it on the leaves, and it goes down through the plant's infrastructure and kills them at the roots, and that might help get it under control.
And this is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you love the beauty and durability of natural stone countertops, you get why they're so popular these days. But you might not know that these stone tops also require a ton of maintenance to keep them looking as good as they do on the day that they were installed. We're going to sort it all out and help you figure out if these attractive kitchen surfaces are worth the hassle. So stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? While time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
We'll be right back.
presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done to create your best home ever. Help yourself first by giving us your questions. You can do that by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. Record your question right there for the fastest possible response.
George in Iowa's on the line with a decking question. What can we do for you today?
The wife and I have done the ceiling with the deck twice. And both times, the first time it lasted a year and it peeled up. And we sealed it again last year, and it peeled up again this time after the winter snow had melted. So we're not sure if you have any tips or some advice for us to help us out there.
You might want to think about doing a deck do-over where you just pull off the decking material and add a composite deck, keep the structure. You won't have to do this again. Some of the decking sealants, if you don't strip down to the original lumber, they never absorb properly, and they'll beat up and they'll peel off. So your options are to do that, strip off everything that you have there, and you literally got to strip it off down to the wood and sand it. And then you can use a primer and a solid color stain, and that will give you the maximum chance of adhering. The other thing you might want to think about doing, as I mentioned earlier, is doing sort of a deck makeover where you pull up the deck boards and then you replace just the deck surface boards with a composite like Veranda, for example, which is available at the Home Depot. And this way you'll never have to worry about staining again. You can even keep your existing railing, or you could, you know, go further and change out the railing as well. But it doesn't affect the structure of the deck because the material is still sitting on top of the old original joist. Just that the deck surface has now been completely made over. It looks great, and you never have to worry about staining or sealing again because it's a lot of work, and you don't want to have to do it every year, that's for sure. Make sense?
Nope, that makes sense. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, natural stone countertops have been a popular choice for kitchens, but they're also super high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of those stone tops worth the hassle? We highlight the pros and the cons for you.
Yeah, so first up, I mean, stone countertops are somewhat indestructible. Most can take a hot pot. They're not going to dent or chip. Home buyers love them, usually because they've never had them before and don't know how much work they can be to take care of. But, you know, given the popularity, you can argue that they're going to add to your home's value. And, of course, the stone is beautiful. It comes in many colors and patterns, and the finish is almost always clear, so the natural beauty does shine through quite nicely.
All right. Now, on the minus side, stone tops are expensive. I mean, compared to solid surface and, of course, laminate. Now, prices vary based on the type of stone that you're picking. You know, with granite or quartz, those are usually at the top. Marble sometimes can be less, but remember that a marble surface is going to be softer, and therefore it's not going to wear as well. Plus, the color itself will darken with age. So the lighter you go is not how it's going to look down the road. Now, in terms of maintenance, granite tops demand the most. They get sealed once they're installed, but we hear frequently from listeners who are dealing with stains from tomato sauce, coffee, vinegar, grape juice, or even other similar products that just soak into that granite. And once they're soaked in, I mean, it's pretty hard to get those stains out.
Now, I guess if we had a stone top to choose, Leslie, we'd probably go with engineered quartz, right? I mean, you'll find tops in engineered quartz from brands like Caesarstone and Silestone available in lots of colors. But they're called engineered because they are made from a mix of natural quartz, dyes, and polyester resin, and some other chemicals. And they have the definite advantage of being easy to maintain and not requiring sealers because they're just not as porous as the natural stone. So you get the beauty of the stone, but without having to deal with the maintenance. And to me, I think that makes it totally worth it. It's kind of like having the best of both worlds.
Chuck in Rhode Island needs some help cleaning something. What's going on at your money pit?
How would you suggest I go about removing blood stains from carpeting?
Well, I'm assuming since you're calling in, it's nothing that we want to hide or cover up, correct?
No.
All right, have they been down there a long time?
Yeah, about 6 months.
All right, so there's a couple of different things that you can try, one of which is to make a paste out of salt. And so you take a bowl of cold water and you put enough salt in to make a bit of a paste. And then you apply that to the carpet, let it sit a bit, brush it in with like a small brush, like a small old hairbrush or a toothbrush, and see if it starts to lift the stains away. You can dab it with water to kind of thin out the salt. Then after it dries, you can vacuum it, and that will pull all the rest of the salt off of it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is to try to make a mixture of hydrogen peroxide up in water. This hydrogen peroxide will also clean up blood. I always say to try this, though, in an area that's inconspicuous because it also has somewhat of a bleaching effect. We don't want to have you bleach out the carpet. So you can try it in a corner, under furniture, in a closet, wherever, you know, wherever you have a less visible area.
What ratio of the peroxide to water?
Well, no, actually, you can just put the peroxide on without water. Just put like 3% hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, I'll try those items and see what happens.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, are you ready to take on a big paint project like painting a deck, a fence, or maybe even your entire house? Well, airless paint sprayers from Wagner can make that job a lot easier. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repairs to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this spring season? Maybe you're getting some areas of the house ready for the summertime. Perhaps you're taking on a painting project. Whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, guys, if the winter has left your concrete walks or your patio, your driveway kind of a little worse for wear, we've got a great product we're giving away this show to help you restore those surfaces. It's called Rock Patch, brand new from Deich Coatings. And it's a premixed polymer stone formula that is used to fill and level and resurface those ugly cracks and shallow holes. Now, I like this stuff because there's no mixing. You know, it's not a powder that's in a bag like some of the other repair products that are out there. So you don't have to deal with the dust. You just pop the lid, you stir, and you can apply it immediately. You'll find this product online at DeichCoatings.com, Home Depot, and Lowe's. A one-gallon container sells for $41.95, but we got one to give away to today's show. You can reach out to us with your questions to qualify for this drawing at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to MoneyPit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Andrea from Ontario, Canada is on the line with a mold question. How can we help you today?
My question would be regarding black mold, and it's sort of behind my sink between the sink and the backsplash. There's a little bit of space, and this black mold settles in. There's a lot of moisture, obviously. We're running the water, and it splashes. So behind and around the sink as well as around my tub. I tried bleach. I scrubbed it. We, at one point, took out the caulking and re-caulked it, but it came back. So I'm at a kind of a loss what to do with this.
Mold is going to grow any place that you have an organic material, which could be drywall, or it could also be, believe it or not, soap scum. It can have organic matter in it, and that can feed mold. And so you have a condition there that's going to be prevalent to mold regrowth. Even when you clean it, it's going to come back. You're not going to permanently prevent it unless you change the environment, the climate that exists in that particular area. So with respect to the tile area, let's deal with that first. When you retiled, when you re-caulked, I'm sorry, did you pull all the old caulk out?
Pulled it all out. Dug it all out. It was actually our contractor who said keep it very dry, bone dry, he called it. And then once we had it all dried out, then he came back and put a layer of this white material. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but he finished it off.
Okay, so you're not quite sure where the product is. Here would be the steps. When you pull the old caulk out, you need to spray the joint between the tub and the tile with a bleach solution. That's going to kill any mold spores that are left behind. Then after that's dry, one additional step, fill up the tub with water because it makes it heavy and it pulls it down. And then you caulk it. And when you caulk it, you want to use a product that has mildicide in it. Now, DAP, for example, has a caulk that has an additive called Microban. And Microban will not grow mold. It will prevent it from growing. And so if you use the right product and you take the step of treating it with a bleach solution first before you apply it, that helps it to last as long as possible. But again, if you don't control humidity conditions, eventually it will come back. As for the sink, the same advice applies. You not only have to clean it, which takes away the visual, but you have to spray it with a mildicide. And so you could mix, say, a 10 to 20% bleach solution with water, and then let it dry, and that will help prevent it from coming back.
I'll try that.
So are you ready to take on a big painting project this holiday weekend? Like maybe you're painting the entire exterior of your home? Well, as challenging as that might sound, it's actually doable with a new line of Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
Yep, these paint sprayers feature a high-efficiency airless technology that produces up to 55% less overspray compared to traditional sprayers, and they output a softer spray with improved control. So you get a high-quality finish, and it goes on 3 times faster than a roller to get big jobs done very quick.
Yeah, and whether your project is to paint a deck, a fence, or an entire house, these airless paint sprayers make the big jobs so much easier, and in fact, you can definitely tackle them yourself. Now, if you go on WagnerSprayTech.com, they're even going to give you step-by-step instructions on how you can spray paint your entire home, so it's definitely a DIY project.
Wagner Control Pro paint sprayers range in cost from $259 up to $479, and they can handle either water or oil-based paints and stains, and they really do make it easier to paint like a pro. You can see the complete line of Wagner products at WagnerSprayTech.com. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Dennis in California is on the line with the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, so I have a house that was built in 1979, and it has T111 siding on it, and
I'm wanting to change the siding on it. I want like a cement board lap siding. But my question is it practical or feasible to just Tyvek wrap over my T111 and then go ahead and put my new siding on top of that? Or will I be sandwiching against some problems?
Well, T111, for those that are unfamiliar, is essentially plywood siding. And it serves two purposes. It's a siding and it's the sheathing. So you do not have to remove that. Now, the downside is that you're going to have to pack out, so to speak, around the windows. The trim will, the windows will be a bit deeper than perhaps you've seen in the past. But that siding can stay just like that. You can put Tyvek over the siding and then over the existing T111 siding and then add your hardy plank over that. Just follow the manufacturer's installation instructions. But there's no reason for you to pull that plywood off because, frankly, if you did, I'm afraid that you'd have to replace it with just regular plywood, and there's really no point to that. The T111 serves a structural purpose as well as keeping the water out of your house.
Oh, you know, that makes sense. I didn't think that. It actually takes care of the shear, doesn't it?
It does. That's right. Mm-hmm. It protects it against the shear and the racking forces.
That makes sense. Okay, great. Now I have a direction to go. My concern was that if I put a solid, if I sandwich something in, would I, you know, sandwich against some moisture or anything like that, and I didn't want to create problems down the road.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. If you use good siding on top of Tyvek, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
You are tuned to Team Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job done well. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, home warranties are very popular these days, but the latest policies we're seeing tell us the coverage might not add up to too much. We're going to explain why when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available.
From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Of weird additional charges like duct modification charges. Of course you got to modify the ducts to put in a new system, and they would charge extra for that to try to make up some of the loss. Either the warranty company would do it or the contractor would do it. But I got to tell you, Cindy, of late, I've seen these new clauses that are showing up in their contracts, which are called depreciated value clauses. And because of your question, I looked one up because I think it's really important to understand what this means. What does a depreciated value clause mean? Because if you've got old systems, you'd be more likely to buy a warranty to cover them because they have a higher incidence of repair. Well, here's what this says. And this is from a company called Service Plus. And I know anything about them. I just found this language online. Service Plus reserves the right to offer cash back in lieu of repair or replacement in an amount that is based on the depreciated value of the system or appliances, which may be significantly less than the retail cost to repair or replace the covered system and or appliance, end quote. So let's think about that. What do you think the value of a, say, an 8 or 9 year old dishwasher is?
Not a lot.
Probably not very much. Not a lot, right? And the same thing with maybe a 15 year old air conditioner. So they're not really going to give you very much money if these systems fail. The only way it makes sense is if you have a system that's brand new, or say within a few years, still under the manufacturer's warranty, you'd be dealing with the manufacturer, but maybe just out of warranty, and then it fails. But of course, it's going to be a depreciated value. They're never going to give you the cost of a new appliance. It's not replacement cost. They're going to give you the depreciated cost. Meanwhile, you know, you could be spending hundreds of dollars a year on these contracts. What would happen if you just took that $200 or $300 or $400 a year that these things cost and put them in a rainy day fund? You know, so when it rains and the system fails, you've got some money to put it against the replacement. So I just don't think they weren't worth a lot before, and with these depreciated value clauses, I don't think they're worth anything going forward.
Yeah, I mean, that really does not sound like a very good situation. So, Cindy, I think our best advice here is to pass.
Well, we hope that you guys are enjoying this beautiful spring weekend and getting lots of things done around your house, or maybe you're just enjoying the space that you've worked on. But whatever it is, when you run into challenges, when you run into projects, remember you can count on us 24/7 to help you out if you reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask for the quickest possible response. Happy spring, everybody. Hope you are enjoying it. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy reached an agreement in principle to resolve the looming debt crisis after speaking by phone earlier this evening. With the outline of an agreement, a legislative package can be drafted in time for votes in Congress next week ahead of a projected June 5th federal default.
I expect to finish the writing of the bill, checking with the White House and speaking to the president again tomorrow afternoon, and then posting the text of it tomorrow, and then be voting on it on Wednesday.
McCarthy said there's still a lot of work to do, but with historic cuts in spending and no new taxes or government programs, he says it's an agreement worthy of the American people. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says McCarthy has shown him something in how he's dealing with the opposition.
If you'd asked me at the beginning of all this, would he be able to pull this out, I would have had to say the odds against it are long. But by passing a bill and by emphasizing the problem of the debt, okay, I think he's taking control of this over the Democrats.
Talent was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Texas House of Representatives vote to impeach scandal-plagued Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton. Saturday's move triggers his immediate suspension, sets up a trial in the state Senate that could permanently remove him from office. It is the official start to the summer. And some 42 million Americans will be on the move over the weekend in some form or fashion. 37 million of those driving. The seasonal surge in gasoline demand leading up to the long holiday weekend has a gallon of gas up 4 cents since last week, $3.57 a gallon. AAA says that the highest price in California at $4.84, cheapest price was in Mississippi at $3 a gallon. Meanwhile, some 42 million Americans out, seasonal surge demanding into that long holiday weekend. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Fishermen looking for valuable baby eels have once again had a productive season.
The baby eels are called elvers, and they're often worth more than $2,000 a pound because of how valuable they are to Asian aquaculture companies. In Maine, the Department of Marine Resources says the baby eels then raise to maturity so they can be used in Japanese food, some of which is sold in the United States at sushi restaurants. The price this year, just slightly below last year's, but the fishermen are not complaining. Jason Walker reporting.
California rivers fed by winter's Sierra Nevada snowpack have been turned into cold and deadly torrents, drawing warnings from officials ahead of this weekend's traditional start of the outdoor summer recreation season. At least 7 people, including 2 children, have died or are missing. More at townhall.com. Water transport is a cost-effective way of moving goods and people, but the government says it emits too many greenhouse gases.
The shipping industry produces nearly 3% of the emissions many blame for warming the planet. Government and industry leaders hope so-called green shipping corridors can bring improvements. The corridors are partnerships along major shipping routes where ports, vessel companies, fuel producers, and cargo owners can collaborate. They're intended to fast-track development of cleaner technologies and operations. In January, officials announced a green corridor that would link ports in Los Angeles and Shanghai. Bob Agner reporting.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke before the newly commissioned Navy and Marine officers at Annapolis Friday. The class of 2023 included 751 men, 267 women, 744 graduates as Navy ensigns, 257 going into the Marine Corps. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. Wagner Sprayers, Quikrete, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboard to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. What projects are on the to-do list today? What projects are on the future to-do list, the present to-do list, or the I'm stuck in the middle to-do list to get done today? And then reach out to us with your questions because we have got years and years of experience waiting to help you get that project done. You can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, for the fastest possible response, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about apartment living. One of the advantages, apartment living has a lot of advantages, and I know you apartment dwellers agree with me, but having a yard that you can call your own is definitely not one of them. That said, it's no reason you give up on the idea of having your very own garden. We're going to share some tips to help you create a bountiful garden using only the space you have.
And now that vacation season is coming up, it's a good idea to step up your home security. But if your system includes security cameras, it's important that they're positioned correctly. I mean, think about it. How many times have you seen a video of a break-in or other crime where that video was so bad that it's practically useless? So we're going to walk you through the most common errors to avoid so that your home is fully protected.
And if your spring cleaning checklist includes power washing stained concrete surfaces, we're going to share a sealer that you can use to protect against a wide variety of those stains and make sure that they don't come back.
Plus, we've got a great giveaway this hour. It's a new product from Deich Coatings called Rock Patch, and that can help you easily repair and restore any concrete surface that was damaged over the winter. And it's a prize pack worth almost $50.
Qualify, all you need to do is reach out with your home improvement question. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Joyce in Missouri is on the line with a floor finishing question. How can we help you?
I do have a question about my hardwood. It's the old solid hardwood from this put down back in the 50s. I love it, and I refinished it probably about 15 to 17 years ago. And with the time and traffic, the top is wearing now, and I need to sand it down and resurface it. And when I did it then, I used gem seal. But I want to know what would be the best product that would be long-term lasting and something that would be user-friendly for an individual.
Okay, so first of all, in terms of the sanding it down part, does the floor have any really severe wear, or is it just the finish that's worn?
Just the finish.
So you don't have to sand it down all the way. What you can do is you can basically just lightly sand the surface. There is a machine called a U-sand machine, which is like an abrasive disc sander that you can rent at a home center or a hardware store. It has like four abrasive discs in it. It does have like a vacuum system built in, so it doesn't leave dust all over the place, but it won't wear down the wood too much. It'll just sort of take that top layer of finish off and get it ready to be refinished. Because with hardwood floors, you don't want to sand them completely down if you don't have to, because that takes many years off their life when you take all that finish off down to the raw wood. It's really not necessary. And then after you sand it, then you can apply an oil-based polyurethane. So not water-based, but oil-based. Not acrylic-based, but oil-based. And you're going to apply that with what's called a lamb's wool applicator. It's kind of like a mop. And you dip it into a paint tray. You apply it in very smooth, even coats. Start on one end, work your way out the door, and then leave for a good 4, 5, 6 hours, depending on the weather.
Okay, with the windows open.
Yeah. If it's a nice dry day and the windows are open, that's the best thing. But just remember, whatever it says for drying time on the can, at least double it, because it tends to be a bit sticky for a while.
Okay, so an oil-based polyurethane and a lamb's wool applicator.
Yep, and then with a light sanding before you start the whole thing, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so very much, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Joyce. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, we get more questions on floors than any other topic on this program.
Well, and they, you know, occupy a large portion of your home.
They
and
do.
There's always something to do with them.
And they
them.
Take a lot of abuse, so that's probably why people need to fix them all the time.
Now I've got Doug in Virginia on the line with a siding question. How can we help you?
Yes, I've got my son's house has some vinyl siding on it, and the folks that owned it before he did were patching something with some of the spray foam insulation, the crack filler stuff, and it oozed out all over the siding. So I know I can go back and cut it loose, cut what's extra stuff. But when I get down close to the vinyl, what can I clean the residue off with to make it clean without damaging the vinyl?
It's very difficult because you get those foams are usually polyurethane, and they have real adhesive qualities to it, really real adhesive. So what you can do is try to gently scrape it off with a putty knife, but make sure you use an older one is better because it won't be quite so sharp. And very carefully do that. And then I've stripped off some errant foam with WD-40 as the solvent. So you might want to try that with a Scotch pad, because Scotch pad is not abrasive. But you could spray the siding with the WD-40 and then work the Scotch pad back and forth. You may find that you pull off some of that residue. It really depends on, you know, what kind of foam it is. But you're right, once it's dried, cut as much of it off and then try to abrade the rest of it off, but do so with a mind not to damage the siding.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try, WD-40.
Yep, try it. It's one of the 1,000 uses for that stuff. You know, they say you only need two things in your toolkit, WD-40 and duct tape. They're pretty close.
Then I can go over the whole back of the house with WD-40 to revitalize
well,
the
wouldn't,
vinyl.
Well, if it's the whole back of the house, I mean, you're talking about spot cleaning, okay, but if it's the whole back of the house, then I think you got a bigger problem. I think you're looking at new siding.
But would I get an oily spot when I use the WD-40 that would look different than the rest of it?
You will, but soap and water will take it away.
I guess that'll fade, yeah.
That's why it's good for only, like, a little spot.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Doug. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, apartment living has its advantages, but having a yard of your own is generally not one of them. That said, it's no reason to give up on the idea of having your very own garden. We're going to share tips to help you create a bountiful garden using only the space you have when the money pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikcrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikcrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever, whatever that project is that you are working on. Follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if the winter season left your concrete walks or patios looking a bit bad, maybe you use some of that rock salt on it and they're all pitted. We've got a great product we're giving away on today's show that can help. It's new from Dice Coatings. It's called Rock Patch. Now, I like this because most of the time when you find a patching material, you have to mix it up. It's usually powder. This is in a can. All you do is pop the lid, give it a stir or two, and away you go. You can fill cracks. You can fill holes. You can level out some surfaces and get it ready for a new painting or maybe new flooring. Whatever it is, you can do it quickly and easily. The Dice Coatings product, Rock Patch, is available online at dicecoatings.com. It's DAICH coatings.com, as well as Home Depot and Lowe's. But we've got 1 gallon to give away today. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Renee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My question is concerning my sump pump. Obviously, a sump pump in the basement,
And for a long time, for several months, I had not heard the sump pump going off. A few months ago, when it was raining very hard, I went down to the basement to see why the sump pump wasn't kicking on, and it was the well was filled with water. So I went ahead and I, you know, drained the water out by, you know, bucketing, taking buckets of just pouring buckets of water out. And so I got down to see where the ball was, and it still wouldn't come on. So I tapped the ball, and eventually when the water rose, it did kick on again. But now I'm hearing this gurgling sound in my kitchen sink piping, and I want to know why.
Where is the sump pump discharging? Is it discharging into this basement sink?
The sump pump discharges, it's connected to the outside sewer line, and the line is connected to the basement the kitchen sink.
Okay, so first of all, it has to go through a trap. If it doesn't go through a trap, you may get sewage gas that comes back into the basement. So that's the first thing. Secondly, the gurgling might just because it doesn't have enough water in the sump itself. You're probably pulling a lot of air in there. And thirdly, because your sump pump was filling up when you had heavy rain, the source of that water is easily within your ability to repair and stop. Generally, when your sump pump fills up after heavy rain, it's because your gutters are clogged or overflowing, or your downspouts are not discharging away from the foundation, or the soil around the house is not slipping away from the outside walls. That's what causes problems with water filling up in basements and floods in a sort, because that outside surface drainage is just not set up right. So I would focus on improving your exterior drainage. There's a great article on MoneyPit.com about how to solve wet basements. A lot of that advice applies to this. And then you'll find that the sump pump will have to run that much less.
Okay. That's great news.
Renee, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Steve in Michigan's on the line with a water heater question. What can we do for you?
My hot water tank has no good water pressure behind it.
Where are you spotting this? Is it at a particular faucet or fixture, or is it multiple bathrooms throughout the house?
Everywhere. My shower, my sinks, my washing machine, anywhere where I have, like, hot water. If I just have, like, hot water going in my washing machine, it takes forever to fill up. If, like, when I go to take a shower, if I just have straight cold water going, I have nice pressure behind it.
And let me ask you a question. How old is your house?
Built in the 70s.
Okay, I think you've got a problem with a valve somewhere on that hot water line that's restricting the flow, because the water pressure is going to be the same for hot and cold when it comes into the house. So the fact that it's going through the water heater and then slowing down means that something is clogging it, or something is basically slowing down that flow. So I think that the problem would most likely be at the water heater itself, either the water flow into it or the water flow out of it. And it could be that one of those valves is stuck, closed, or partially stuck. I would close the valves all the way and then open them back up and see if that makes a difference. I would also follow the line back to make sure that every single valve is fully open on that hot water side. And I suspect that you're going to find something that's partially closed, and that's what's causing this. Steve, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you live in an apartment or a townhouse and you'd still like to enjoy a garden this summer, a little planning and an assortment of containers of different sizes and depths, that's really all you need to set up your own apartment garden plot on your balcony or your porch. So, first of all, let's talk about those containers. Now, the larger the container, the more crops that you can grow, but you're also going to need varying depths as well. For example, some crops like a chive, basil, radishes, lettuce, those are going to do just fine in a fairly shallow container that's going to hold about 4 to 5 inches of soil. Other crops like, think about onions, mint, peas, garlic, bush beans, those need at least 6 inches of soil to thrive. So you got to think about what you're growing to help you determine the right container.
Now, as for that soil, it's best to stick with soil that's meant for outdoor containers. Most home and garden centers will sell soil that's designed for raised beds, which is essentially what you have. This soil is fertilized and very rich in nutrients to give your garden a quick start. Now, for sun, most plants require at least 6 hours of sunlight a day to thrive. If your urban gardening space doesn't get that much, you'll either need to stick with the varieties that can do with less sun or consider putting your containers on casters so that you can move them around to follow the sun as it moves throughout the day.
Yeah, and finally, don't forget to plan for a good watering can or a drip irrigation system. Now, there's some really helpful small and automatic drip irrigation systems available on sites like Amazon that are specifically designed for container gardens. And this is where I always fail. It's like in the correct amount of watering. So an irrigation system, if you're like me and you're like, it's fine, or water later, this will take all of that guesswork out and just water it as often as you need it to without you even thinking about it.
And just like a larger garden, creating and maintaining urban gardening from a balcony, a patio, or a door stoop takes both time and commitment, but there's nothing like stepping out on the balcony to gather yourself up some fresh ingredients for a tasty meal whenever you want. You know, our first balcony gardening experience started with us sort of cheating a little bit. We had these planters, and we wanted to grow basil, and we tried growing it from seed, and it wasn't going so well. And so I was in the supermarket once, and I saw the big bushes of basils with the roots attached. I thought, I wonder. Well, sure enough, those roots took very quickly, and we just had massive basil bushes for the entire season based on my supermarket choice.
Bill in Texas is on the line and has a painting question. How can we help with your project?
I'm remodeling my bathroom, and it had popcorn on the ceiling. I scraped that off. My question now is there a special sealer I need to put on there other than like a Kiehl's primer before I paint it?
Well, yeah, a primer is exactly what you're going to need. You're going to want a primer. A Kiehl's primer is fantastic, especially if you have any, you know, uneven surfaces or uneven finishes, I should say, or areas of mold or areas of discoloration. That's the type of primer that you're going to use to really seal everything in. And once that's dry, you can go ahead and top it with any latex top coat, a good quality sealing paint. Some people go with white. Some people will tint the sealing paint slightly just to give a softer space. Totally up to you.
I've got all that texture off, the popcorn off. Do they make a paint with a texture, a lot light texture in it now?
Well, I mean, I think they do have textured surfaces, kind of like stippled surfaces, but I don't know if you want to go back there. The thing is, if you did a good job of scraping all that old popcorn off, and can I just say, what a dumb idea that was for somebody to put popcorn on a bathroom ceiling. Oh, my goodness.
It's going
to
make it all fall down on your head.
Yeah, I mean, let's not only put it in a damp location, let's give it lots of nooks and crannies where it can grow mold, right? I mean, we'd make it impossible to clean. So well done scraping that away. But I would say that if you got it all scraped away and if you applied a good quality primer like Leslie suggested, followed by an equally good quality flat, very important it's flat, Bill, because if you use anything with a sheen, it's going to look terrible. But flat latex paint, I think you're going to be good to go. I dare say that people are not going to be going into your bathroom looking up and go, you know, Bill, love your house, but that ceiling's a bit rough. I think you're good on that.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Good luck.
I appreciate it.
All right, Bill, take care. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Man, popcorn on a bathroom ceiling. What a bad idea that was.
Sherilyn in Delaware is on the line with a leaky pipe in a pool. What's going on?
Yes, we have a steel pool built right after World War II. They had a lot of excess steel, and they found a lot of pools to build. And we have, it's somewhere in the pipe, we have a leak. And we're not sure exactly what the material of the pipe is. We think it might be black.
This is the pipe that does what? This is the pipe that fills the pool? This is a drain line? What kind of pipe are we talking about?
A pipe that either goes to the pool from the pump, you know, returns back to the pool from the pump, or leaves the pump pool to go to the pump.
I don't have a good solution for you if you're repairing an active pipe like that short of replacing it. Generally speaking, when you have underground lines like that rupture, it's not a matter of repairing it. It's a matter of replacing it. And it may be that you can leave the other pipe in place and just basically disable it and then install a new line to do the same thing that the old line was doing. But repairing it is not an option.
Right. Right.
Unless you get access to it by basically digging down and exposing it. But it's usually easier to run a new line.
All righty. Well, thank you. That's what we thought we'd probably end up having to do.
All right, gentlemen. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're thinking about taking a vacation this summer, make sure that your security cameras are set to keep an eye on your home while you are away. We're going to share a tip on how you can do just that next. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus, all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button and record your question for the fastest possible response.
Bill in Michigan's on the line. How can we help you today?
My wife and I built a house about 10 years ago, and we have a two-car attached garage. And the problem is that the floor of our garage is not level. And so when water drops off the car from rain or more particularly ice and snow, it drops off onto the garage floor and starts to go in different low spots on the floor. And okay. A lot of it goes directly towards the wall of our house.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if there's anything we can do to correct that problem without having to remove the floor and replace
it. Can you
it.
Use something like Abitron or Abacast, I forget which one is the leveling compound, but to build up more on one side, or will that just automatically try to go flat?
You know, I'm thinking, Leslie, it's so much work to be able to deal with a surface this big to try to get it level again, that I actually think, Bill, it's frankly going to be easier to tear out the old floor. That might seem extreme, but you may be surprised that with the right tool, like a jackhammer, you can have your entire floor torn out in like a couple of hours. It breaks up really easily, and then you could properly level it, properly reinforce it, and then re-pour it and be done.
I was afraid you were going to suggest that, because the problem is the floor is sitting on precast concrete beams because we have a spare storage space underneath the garage. And so the water drips down there. So I could do that, I guess, but I don't know the likelihood of being able to take concrete off of those precast.
Yeah, that does, no, that dramatically. I was thinking it would be over filled or like every other one, but no,
yes.
That does make it a lot harder. So I guess you are going to have to look into a floor leveling compound for this, and there's a variety of products out there that this can work with. But the key is it's not just more concrete. It's a product that's designed specifically to stick to the existing concrete floor.
Okay.
Because you know, you have the full temperature swing there in Michigan, and if you don't have good adhesion, you're obviously going to have that second layer chip off. So it can be done. It's a bit of a pain in the neck, but it definitely can be done.
Would you suggest a concrete contractor? Do you think they would be familiar with the options there?
You may be better off having a pro do it, because you really have to set some forms to get this level just right, and then you remove them as you go. So that it drains.
How much could you put on top of a floor that I described?
Oh, you could put 2 or 3 inches.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Easily.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Bill.
Well, now that vacation season is coming up, it's a good idea to step up your home security system. But if your system includes security cameras, it's important that you have them positioned correctly. I mean, think about it. You see these videos of break-ins all the time on the news, and sometimes those videos are so bad that they're really not as helpful as you want them to be. So you've got to set up for success in the event of the unthinkable.
Now, first, focus on the most vulnerable points of entry. About 79% of break-ins happen either near the front door or a first-floor window or the back door. So these are the most vulnerable areas, and statistically, those are the areas most likely to be the point of entry for any would-be burglars.
Yeah, and height matters. So you need to cover the right angles at the right height. You don't want to put them so low that a burglar can easily reach them, cover them, vandalize them, you know, whatever, put it out of use. A good rule of thumb is to install cameras 8 to 10 feet off the ground and then angle the camera itself for the best coverage. Also, don't place the camera inside your house looking out. If it's behind a glass window that's going to get direct sunlight at some point in the day, that window is going to create a ton of glare, and then that could potentially even block out the footage completely.
Now, you also want to check lighting. Unless your cameras have really good night vision settings, make sure enough lighting exists so that they can record clearly. If not, add additional lighting or add motion sensors to pair with each camera so the lights come on when the camera comes on. And finally, keep in mind that unless your cameras are monitored, most of the time footage you're going to get is going to be after the crime has occurred. There is, however, a system out there called Deep Sentinel that we like that basically has these cameras monitored 24/7. It's pretty affordable. We cover that more on our guide to security cameras on MoneyPit.com. So check it out right there.
Ellen, Arkansas, is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you?
I got a roof job coming on this in a couple of weeks. They're doing my roof, and they're doing my siding. Now, I had a big old tree in my backyard. I had it cut down. But in the meantime, since it was there so many years, it left mold, you know, the green stuff growing on my shingles, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The guys that's going to do my roof said that, oh, that's okay. You can get up to 3 layers of shingles before you have to take the old shingles off. And I say, well, mold strikes a negative vibe in me because my husband and I have allergies. Would that affect us? They say they're going to put the new roof over the old roof and the mold. I told him, no, that's not going to happen. He said, well, what we'll do, we'll pour spray it with bleach, the mold, and we'll rake it, and then we'll just cover it with the new roofing. And my question is, since it is so much money, is that wise?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, you can put 3 layers of shingles on, but it's a really bad idea to do that, aside from the fact that you've got some sort of growth on this roof. Whenever you put a second layer of shingles on, the first 2 layers, in your case, tend to retain a lot of heat. And especially in an environment like Arkansas, where you have really hot summers, as that heat is retained, it accelerates the deterioration of the top layer. So in my experience, if you had a roof that typically would last 20 years, you put a layer or two of shingles underneath, you're going to have it last more like 13 to 15 years. I've seen it cut a quarter to a third of the life off by doing that. So it's always smart to remove old layers. They're probably trying to avoid it because it's expensive to remove old layers. They've got to pull it off and then got to get rid of it. But it absolutely is the best way to do a roof replacement. And if you're planning on being in that house for most of the life of the roof, it's well worth it. Now, in terms of the moss or the mold or the mildew or whatever is on there, there are many, many things that can grow on a roof depending on the environmental conditions. And it's not always mold, although people tend to call it that. There's a product called Spray and Forget that we have a lot of experience with. And you spray it on the roofing surface, and it tends to smother all of those biological growths and stops them from coming back. It will kill what's there. It will naturally just, you know, die off and go away. And then there's a bit of a residual effect to it that stays on there. And if you apply that about every 2 years, you're not going to ever see any mold or moss or mildew or algae or lichen or anything else grow on that roof shingle. It's sprayandforget.com. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yep, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. What are you working on this weekend? Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if your spring cleaning includes power washing stained concrete surfaces, we're going to share a sealer that you can use to protect against a wide variety of stains and more when the Money Pit returns.
Wagner Spray Tech is the top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit homedepot.com or lowes.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Fix your cement cracks, chips, and holes with Rock Patch from Deich Coatings. Made of a pre-mixed polymer and stone formula, Rock Patch quickly and easily fills and levels out cosmetic concrete surface flaws. Just open the can, stir, and get started. There's no messy or dusty mixing involved. Rock Patch dries rock hard and can be sealed so you can quickly start a new finishing project. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but done well.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
William from South Carolina is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
Okay, I'm getting conflicting stories about bamboo flooring. And we want to put bamboo down in the kitchen. It's a stranded bamboo. How will that work?
It's a stranded bamboo? Is that what you said?
Yes.
What's the form of this? Is it tongue and groove?
Yes, it's tongue and groove.
So why are you concerned about putting it in the kitchen? It's a perfect choice for that.
I've heard several people say, you know, it's a bad choice. It'll soak up too much liquid if you spill water on it or something.
Not bamboo.
Yeah, now, a bamboo floor, I mean, really is good for all kinds of high moisture situations because of the way that it's made, because of the way that the bamboo is super durable. I think for a kitchen, though, you know, bamboo has a very specific look, and if that's what you're going for, then that's great. If you want some other options for a kitchen, I personally love to put a cork floor in a kitchen. It's got a little bit more give to it. Super durable. Again, it's not something that you would want to necessarily have, you know, spill a lot of water on it, but should you, you'd be okay. But the cork flooring is beautiful, but there are so many other options. I mean, there's vinyl tiles and vinyl planks and vinyl floorings that are made to look just like any other type of lumber or stone for that matter, and they're super durable. I mean, you can get them very, very wet. You can put them in high moisture situations. You know, there's a lot of other products out there, whereas bamboo's got a look, and if that's what you want, it's great for the application. You just have to think about, you know, what the durability of it is, the ease of installment, those types of things.
Okay, I do appreciate it. It eases my mind. Thank you.
All right.
Good.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Well, if you've ever poured a fresh concrete porch, patio, driveway, or sidewalk, you may notice that while it looks fantastic when it's first done, it can quickly lose that new concrete luster. Well, QuickCrete has a product that both cures new concrete and seals new or existing concrete to protect it against a wide range of stains.
Yep, it's called Quikrete Cure and Seal, and it works for both new or existing concrete. Now, for new concrete, Cure and Seal promotes proper curing, which helps make the concrete stronger. It also increases durability and reduces shrinkage cracks.
Now, for existing concrete, it's going to repel water as well as protect and seal those surfaces from acids, grease, road salt, and more. I also like that it makes the surface easier to clean, and then when winter comes along, it's also going to protect it from future winter damage caused by those freeze and thaw cycles.
To learn more about Quikrete Cure and Seal, head to Quikrete.com. Quikrete, it's what America is made of.
Heading to Georgia, where Tamara's on the line with a rust problem. What's going on at your money pit?
I was having some work done inside my house. I was actually having a banister put in with metal rails.
Okay.
So they were cutting up the rails outside on my pavers, on my walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't see anything. And then winter came and went, and we were left with a very bad rust stain on the pavers. And we don't know if we should use a pressure washer or a chemical something to take it off.
Well, you definitely do not want to use a pressure washer because that's going to destroy the pavers. What you want to do is use some sort of a chemical product or a natural acid to take it off. So you can start with the easy stuff. Most rust removers have some sort of acid in it, so you can start by pouring lemon juice on the rusted surface, let that sit, kind of work it in with a nylon brush or a wire brush. In addition to lemon juice, you could try natural vinegar. That works as well. But if those two don't work, then I would use a product like Iron Out. Have you seen Iron Out? Many people use it in the laundry to take iron stains out of clothing, but that works really well as well.
Okay, I'll try that. How about like CLR?
Yeah, I mean, that would be worth a shot. I think you're in the right department here. Or you could use TSP, trisodium phosphate, and you mix that up into sort of a thick soapy solution and apply it to the rusted out areas, the rusted stained areas, and let it sit for a while and then rinse it off.
Terrific. Thank you so very much.
You are with Team Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it done well. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, spring and summer are peak season for real estate sales. And if you're the owner of a home that's new or new to you, we're going to share some tips on which projects you should be tackling first when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you tackle the projects you want to get done around your house. The first project is to reach out to us, though, with those questions by going to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button and record your question for the fastest possible response.
Jumping into our questions here with Joan, who says, when we first bought our house in Northwest Georgia, the interior was newly painted with neutral colors. However, it was about a year before I realized that every room in this five-bedroom, three-bath home had been painted over wallpaper.
Whoops.
I mean, my goodness. First of all, those must have been some very well-adhered seams. If you
Not to spot that, right?
Woo! All right, so now she wants to know, is there a good way to strip already painted paper that probably won't suck up any steam or any kind of wallpaper removing solution? Thank you for your show and your podcast. I enjoy and appreciate you immensely. All right, thanks, Joan.
I don't know how immensely you're going to appreciate this. Listen, this is a hard project no matter how you look at it, and a lot of it depends on how well adhered that paper is. I would try the traditional steam approach. What I would do is I would use a paper tiger, which is a tool you're probably familiar with. It puts lots of little holes in the wallpaper. I would try this in one area and see how it goes. I would definitely rent the steamer and see what this process is like. If you're lucky, the paint actually helps that wallpaper stick to the back of it, makes it a little bit thicker to grab onto. But if you can get that steam to work for you, and it could with this paper tiger, it may very well work, you may be able to pull this off in bigger pieces. So that's definitely where I would start. If that doesn't work, then Leslie, I think we're talking about covering those walls with new drywall. I don't know what other options we have.
How to make your room smaller by a half an inch. That's what that should be called.
Yeah, well, actually, you could use even thinner drywall. You can use the 3/8 or quarter inch drywall, but it's like you have to put the walls up, and you have to attach them, and you have to tape and spackle.
And you have to move all your plugs and your switches out.
That's a big job. Yeah, wow.
Oh,
boy, they must have really liked that wallpaper back then, huh? Let's put it in every room.
Oh, my goodness. That is just a lazy way to paint. It really is.
Could you put new wallpaper over the old?
I don't know. Will it stick to the paint, or will the paint delaminate from the old paper? It's like...
all the rules are broken now.
Yeah, so now it's just like, yeah, whatever. Good luck. Sorry, Joan. I'm sorry, babe.
Well, spring and summer are peak season for real estate sales, and if you're the owner of a home that's new or even new to you, it may be tempting to move in now and paint later. But painting before you move in is hands down the best bet. Leslie goes over the reasons why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, listen, guys, I get it. After months of dreaming about the new home, it's finally yours, and you want nothing more to move your things in immediately. But before you schedule those movers, consider these reasons to start with a few coats of paint instead. Simplest reason, guys, is interior painting is a lot simpler when you can move freely in a space that doesn't have furniture, boxes, anything else. So it's great just because of the fact that it's empty. I mean, your painting project is going to take a lot longer if you've got to cover things, uncover furniture, move things, remove, rehang, all of that stuff. It's also going to save you a lot of money if you're working with a professional painting contractor because they're going to finish that much faster in that empty space. That's going to keep a lot of dollars in your pocket. Now, painting first also simplifies interior decorating. If you're designing a space from scratch, starting with a fresh paint color scheme will help drive other decisions for that picture-perfect result.
And finally, it just feels good. I mean, there is nothing like a fresh coat of paint to make a home seem cleaner, fresher, more welcoming, and get this, guys, more yours. So just make sure you use a top-quality 100% acrylic latex paint, and you're going to get a stain-resistant finish that's going to look new for years to come and be so happy in your new space.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. Coming up next time on the program, if you'd love to have a backyard swimming spot but hate the smell of chlorine, well, you've got options. We're going to give you the scoop on natural in-ground pools that are pond-like, gorgeous, and very earth-friendly on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy reach what each are saying is an agreement in principle to resolve the looming debt crisis. McCarthy says the agreement's a winner for the American people.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs. There's a lot more within the bill.
However, the agreement risks angering both Democrats and Republicans with concessions made to compromise. Negotiators have agreed to some Republican demands for increased work requirements for recipients of food stamps that had sparked an uproar from House Democrats as a non-starter. Texas Republicans led House of Representatives Saturday impeached State Attorney General Ken Paxton on articles including bribery and abuse of public trust. Memorial Day weekend means millions of Americans are on the move.
The AAA Auto Club says this holiday weekend could be one for the record books. More than 42 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles. Cape Cod tourist Patty Steelman has some advice for those traveling this weekend.
It's Memorial Day weekend, so there's going to be a lot of people on the road.
Carly Powell, who also made the drive to Cape Cod, says the trip was long, but she doesn't regret it.
It definitely was 100% worth it once we got here.
It's not just motorists who are going places. Federal officials say the number of air travelers already has hit a pandemic-era high. I'm Mike Hempen.
Former diplomat and presidential advisor Henry Kissinger marked his 100th birthday Saturday. Kissinger's outlasted many of his political contemporaries who guided the U.S. through one of its most tumultuous periods, including the presidency of Richard Nixon and the Vietnam War. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Ukraine claims Russia is plotting a large-scale provocation at a nuclear plant, but it's offered no evidence. For the latest on the story from overseas, we turn to correspondent Julie Walker with this report.
A statement by Ukraine's military intelligence says Russian forces would strike the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and report a radioactive leak in order to trigger an international probe that would stop the fighting as a way to give Moscow's forces a reprieve they badly need to regroup ahead of the looming Ukrainian counteroffensive. However, it did not offer evidence to back up any of the claims. The White House says it's watching the situation closely and has seen no indication that radioactive material has been leaked. I'm Julie Walker.
More breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. The Hawkeye State takes a stand in the gender-bending war.
Teachers in Iowa will be banned from raising issues about sexual orientation or gender identity to students through the sixth grade. Governor Reynolds says this puts parents in the driver's seat when it comes to their children's education. The law also means the removal of all books depicting sex acts from school libraries. Religious books would be exempt. Also, school administrators would be required to notify parents if students ask to change their pronouns or names. Keenan Crow with the LGBTQ equity group One Iowa says this legislation punches down on a vulnerable group of kids, and it benefits no one. I'm Ed Donahue.
The 107th running of the Indy 500 Sunday. Green flag scheduled to drop at 12:45 Eastern. Alex Palou with the pole position. Defending champ Marcus Erickson starts 10th in row 4. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser. Encore on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark Maccabee and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your ticket by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Side on the widening field of GOP candidates. We'll also take your calls at 1-866-408-7669. Kind of an eventful night last night for Governor DeSantis, one he'll never forget, and one that Donald Trump loved. I'll let you know why. And by the way, today, Secretary of Defense Austin and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Milley, who's been a disaster, we'll have a conference on Ukraine because there's a lot of developments there, which brings me to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We've been pretty darn clear that we don't support the use of U.S.-made equipment used for attacks inside Russia. We've been clear about that with the Ukrainians.
John Kirby, Ukraine, things are changing. It looks like Ukraine might be attacking inside Russia, and the Wagner Group is predicting a Russia collapse as they essentially admit this war was a mistake and they are about to lose.
Number two.
We've offered a lot of concessions. The cap on the spending is a Democrat idea. The work requirement was a Democrat idea. I can't help it if the Democrats have become so extreme and now is a party of Bernie Sanders.
Yep, Kevin McCarthy, not shy about the press, letting his perspective get out, unlike the president, with the debt default just days away. Where does Joe go? The Oval? The East Room? Try Camp David, then Rehoboth to visit his Corvette and his classified documents. Is this why he cut his crucial trip short? So far, Kevin McCarthy is controlling the narrative.
Number one.
I pledge to you that on January 20th, 2025, at high noon, that I'll be the guy on the west side of the Capitol with the left hand on the Bible and the right hand in the air, taking the oath of office as the 47th president of the United States. No more excuses.
Here we go. Game on. Ron finally runs. DeSantis is officially in, and two things are clear. He's got a gap to close versus Trump, and Twitter Spaces needs a lot of work because it crashed Elon Musk. What it means for the overall race, and why does Governor DeSantis beat Biden head-to-head in almost every poll? And Trump does it, both within the margin of error. So let's talk about this. We know he was supposed to go 6 o'clock Eastern time with this thing called Twitter Spaces. Bizarrely, just audio. I guess people use it in conference calls or chats. I don't know. It makes no sense not to have an audio version of it, but a video version of it. But it didn't get up for a half hour delayed. There were about 500,000 to 1 million, so it's not a huge audience. Don't know what went wrong, but the fact that Elon Musk was involved in it and was supposed to be doing the interview, and it didn't work. I don't know how you blame Ron DeSantis. It's just one of those things where you are ultimately in charge. So if you're having a wedding and you book the hall, and the hall evidently doesn't have air conditioning the day of the wedding, technically you booked it, you're in charge, but it's really the hall's fault. So DeSantis did do a good interview with Trey Gowdy, where he went through his policy positions, non-contentious, and he's officially in from here on in. And first stop is going to be Iowa. He's going to announce his schedule. He's got plenty of money, had a donors meeting. He's got a good message. The question is, why is he trailing by 25 points? Why did he lose 10 from February till now? My answer, it doesn't really matter. Whatever happened prior, Now it's a time for him to decide his strategy. It's no longer okay not to answer Donald Trump. Time to open up both barrels if you're Trump. And I think it's fascinating that Donald Trump only attacks one person. And the fact is, the White House only attacked one person. He always attacked Trump, but mostly it's DeSantis. Didn't go after Tim Scott. Didn't go after Nikki Haley. Didn't go after Asa Hutchinson. Didn't go after Vivek Ramaswamy. Not sure if they're going to go after Christie. Why? Something about DeSantis has both sides freaked out. Cut one.
There is no substitute for victory. We must end the culture of losing that has infected the Republican Party in recent years. The tired dogmas of the past are inadequate for a vibrant future. We must look forward, not backwards. We need the courage to lead, and we must have the strength to win.
All right, a little staccato, but he's reading a speech. That was the format. For people who say, why did he read? Well, it's because it's the speech. So if you're doing a radio address, FDR would read before there was television. So he's reading the address, and then he had a conversation, and then he kept falling out. So no one's really going to remember this in a few weeks. Donald Trump had an interesting post. He said, I'd like to personally congratulate Rob DeSanctimonious, on finally announcing that he will be entering the race for president of the United States. Hopefully he'll get the full experience of being attacked by the Marxist, communist, and radical left lunatics of our country, without which he will never know the kind of job he is doing. These lowlifes and misfits are far more than leaders of hostile foreign countries. They must soundly be defeated in order to make America great again. And then he said, Rob, my red button is bigger and stronger and is working, truth. Yours does not, per my conversation with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, soon to become my friend. Afterwards, some of the responses were, Matthew Brodsky said, a political strategist and senior fellow at the Gold Institute for International Strategy, tweeted saying that that is bonkers. DeSantis has been talking about detailed substantive policy issues for the last hour. This is what you get from Trump. If people want idiocy and entertainment, Trump might be the better option. If you want substance on the right, DeSantis is it. Nobody thinks this is the same. Is this the same? They're not afraid to admit it, said David Rebi, a political commentator with the Claremont Institute, which is a conservative college. So here we go. Game on. I'm not caught up in Donald Trump's 30-point lead. I think he very well could get the nomination. The question is, why is it that DeSantis does better head-to-head with Biden, yet he trails Donald Trump by 30 points? Because Donald Trump has, I guess, higher marks with Republicans, but if he wasn't in that race, to me, there's no doubt about it, Governor DeSantis would be leading the pack. I do not sleep on Nikki Haley and Tim Scott. I could definitely see them having their moments and seeing if they could sustain it. But some of the things that happened with DeSantis, he has a six-week ban on abortion after 6 weeks. People think that that's not good. That's going to hurt him in the general. And fighting with Disney. Guys, Governor Sununu, Governor Christie, Donald Trump says you don't fight with corporations. Here's what Ron DeSantis said, cut four.
What ended up happening, though, is that they had this cushy arrangement that they got decades ago where they had their own government in Central Florida. They were exempt from laws that everyone else had to follow, and they got massive tax breaks and even racked up municipal debt. So what we said was, look, we're not comfortable having this company on a pedestal joined at the hip with the state of Florida. Our values have just gone in different directions, and so we ended their self-governing status. They now have to live under the same laws as everybody else, and they have to pay their fair share of taxes.
So that's the battle going on. Now, that's not going to benefit him. I think he probably had an out when Iger took over to have an emergency meeting and then see what they could work out, stay out of politics. And if Iger had an attitude and said, I'm going to be more to the left, then you have no choice. That would have been the way I would have done it. But now he's on an ongoing fight, and they're going to use the best lawyers to try to drag this out and make DeSantis look bad. I actually don't think it hurts him in the primary at all. And then some of the critics just melt away because what he's doing is standing up for parents, and he should reemphasize that. Also, looking at the polls right now, let's look. Trump in February had 43% of the vote. DeSantis had 28%, everybody else in single digits. In March, 54-24. So he picked up 11 points and to 24% for DeSantis. And then in April, 53-21 and now 53-20. So he's pretty established in the top spot. Now, Trump's worried. No question he's worried about the Mar-a-Lago case. No question he's got to be concerned about the January 6th investigation. Word is today they think Mark Meadows might be a state's witness because no one's seen him. And they're wondering what happened. And nobody knows more about what happened outside Donald Trump or didn't happen besides Mark Meadows. And they don't know where he is right now because the former chief of staff was in the inner circle. So that's what's happening in 2024. People are in tough spots, no doubt about it, because people like Lee Zeldin, like Byron Donalds, they're friends and were helping the governor of Florida win re-election. And actually, he helped them. And now when it came to the general, it looks like they're going solid Trump. Here's Byron Donalds, cut nine.
We're going to do our work here on Capitol Hill. This process is going to continue. And when it is done, it is time for our party to unite and get behind our nominee and go win the White House. For the people out there who are Republicans, who have had issues with Donald Trump in the past, I will give you two words, and that name is John Fetterman. You see, the Democrats do not care about whether you want to support the nominee or not. They are about victory, and we need to be about the very same thing.
Right. That's it. Will they consolidate? I think everybody consolidates. Tim Scott gets the nomination. They're all there. I don't think Donald Trump debates if the point spread is this big in August. And I'm not sure that he supports anybody who beats him. Mike Huckabee says, don't worry about Donald Trump losing. Cut 10.
It's a long way before anybody even votes in a caucus or primary. So there's a lot of time for things to happen. Ron DeSantis clearly steps into the race in the number two slot, but it's a distant number two. And what Ron DeSantis does not have at this point is a fanatically loyal base of people who are as fanatically loyal to him as they are to Donald Trump. Trump's base is unmovable. In fact, Trump's base is growing, and in large part, the more the media and the government, but that's now become all one, the more they try to discredit and we find out about the lies and the criminal activity they've done to him and against him, I think the stronger it makes him.
So he thinks he's picked up his base. That's his whole thing. If you want Trump to win and get the nomination, you have to ask yourself, what has he done to expand his voting base? Because right now, When we last left off, he lost Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia. He's got to retain everything, and he's got at least three of those. Can he do that? I'm sure. His team is the best team he's had. He's got to know this. This is his third campaign now. He's no longer susceptible to rookie mistakes. He's got a pretty good strategist. We'll see where it goes. He's been pretty brutal to DeSantis. Let's see how he handles when people attack back, because I think Chris Christie's going to get in there. He'll attack. Mike Pence will get in there. He'll have mild attacks. But we'll see how Donald Trump does in the eye of the storm. So the other big story is the debt ceiling. Yeah, June 1st, if we don't find a way to lift the debt ceiling, we fail on all of our credit and we get downgraded from the Fitch people, which is not good. We lose our AAA rating. That's people investing, and people investing lose some money. But Kevin McCarthy, I've got to give him credit. He does every interview after these meetings. He lets everybody know his point of view. I think he's already got them to agree to repurposing the pandemic spending. They didn't want to do that. I think they also are trying to get workfare in for welfare for able-bodied people. People like the squad don't want any part of work, period. But so far, I think that the left feels as though they are in charge. And Bernie Sanders is running this organization and running this negotiation. Here's what Kevin McCarthy said, how he'd characterize what's happening behind closed doors, Cut 19.
We've offered a lot of concessions. The cap on the spending is a Democrat idea. The work requirement was a Democrat idea. The time, I can't help it. If the Democrats have become so extreme and now is a party of Bernie Sanders, then the party where Joe Biden was elected. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. He is the head Democrat. But if AOC and Bernie Sanders is going to run their party, that's not my fault. I'm not even sure Bernie Sanders is a registered Democrat.
So they were calling press conferences yesterday, Hakeem Jeffries and the squad and some people I didn't know there. I'm kind of watching it on C-SPAN. I'm saying, what's going on? So they don't know what's going on. Hakeem Jeffries volunteered to leave with Mitch McConnell and Schumer. He said, let's just let the president work this out with the House. Okay? So they were actually calling press conferences saying, in general, what I hear is going on. So you talk about a fractured caucus. This reminds me of when Boehner was in charge and nobody was listening to him. So McCarthy just says, listen, I'm going to kill you with availability. So he'll just sit there and take question after question. And he's a likable guy. He doesn't lose his temper that I could see. And he sees the big picture. He's worried about the market, so he starts to talk more optimistic than maybe he feels. It only dropped 44 points yesterday. I'll talk about all that, take your calls on how you think this is going to end up, because I got my view and I'll give it to you next. I don't want to take too much time away from your calls. 1-866-408-7669 or write me at briankilmeade.com. Josh Kroshauer at the bottom of the hour. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all.
Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
I'm Laura Ingle with your Fox True Crime Minute. An eagle-eyed store owner calls police after spotting a kidnap victim featured on the Netflix show Unsolved Mysteries. Kayla Unbehan was just 9 years old when she was allegedly abducted by her non-custodial mother nearly 6 years ago and has been found safe in North Carolina. Kayla, who is now 15, was located after a felony warrant for kidnapping was issued for her mother, Heather, in July of 2017. According to local reports, the store owner apparently recognized Kayla after seeing her featured on an episode of Unsolved Mysteries and call the cops. On the day she vanished, her father, Ryan, went to pick her up in Illinois, only to learn that Kayla's mother packed her bags and left with Kayla the day before. Heather Unbehan was taken into custody in North Carolina. Her father is asking for privacy as he says the two of them are getting to know each other again. You can get more on this story at foxnews.com and subscribe now to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Laura Ingle with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wished for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One was it, 700 home runs. The other was to play 20 years. And the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'll have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. It can take just a few seconds for someone you know to drown. And as the countdown to summer ticks forward, health experts say now is the time to address water safety issues with your loved ones. Memorial Day marks the unofficial start of summer, meaning it's almost time to break out the grills and soak up the sun, with more people planning trips to pools, lakes, and oceans. Not all accidents in the water result in death. Survivors can be left with severe brain and nerve damage, which can result in permanent disabilities. William Ramos is an associate professor and Aquatics Institute director at the Indiana University School of Public Health. He says even if you go to a facility with a lifeguard on duty, parents should still be on high alert and constantly supervising. He also says giving kids lessons so they can help themselves survive is a great start, along with providing properly fitting life jackets. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You can launch a presidential campaign poorly and still win your party's nomination. It's happened. But this is a free shot at doing something really well. And if you do it really well, it can be something that people remember forever. And 2008, where, you know, Hillary Clinton announced from her sunroom, you had Barack Obama at the old State House in Springfield, Illinois, on a cold day, giving an inspiring speech that produced not just a huge audience that watched it initially, but it was in thousands of Obama campaign ads. It was a moment that people look back on, set the tone and tenor for the campaign, and gave them enormous amounts of coverage. And people at Hillary Clinton's world thought that she gave a very nice speech in that sunroom, but it was not a thing anybody would ever remember again. It was a missed opportunity.
Jonathan Heilman is not wrong. But what you do after is really key. I can remember the best, Kamala Harris was awesome in her open remarks. In fact, President Trump at the time said, man, I watched it. That was great. The crowd was great. The speech was great. The content was strong. But by the first interview, she blew herself up talking about the border wall, immigration, health care, mandatory health care for everybody. Just it was all over the map. That's the type of person she is. She's not buttoned up. She doesn't study. She doesn't read the policy papers. Couldn't keep a staff. DeSantis got the money. He's got the foundation. He's got the staff. He's got the people. He's got a lot of Ted Cruz people. He's got a lot of Tallahassee people. And he's got a ton of money. He's got two super PACs. I think he's going to be able to knock on every door. I don't know why he opened up the way he did, but I think I'm open to saying there's no one way. And then Governor DeSantis is in an interesting spot. If you are Barack Obama, you say to yourself, I'm pretty sure I can get a pretty good crowd, even because I'm a really good speaker, and I've had a best-selling book already. I'm pretty sure I can get a pretty good crowd in Illinois. All right. He did it. Now, Trump can get a big crowd anywhere. You know who might not get the crowd? It will always be compared to Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis. President Trump will always have the biggest crowds, most enthusiastic crowds of any politician in all of our lifetime. I can't see anybody matching it. Maybe if some celebrity decides to get in who's got an incredible popularity, Michael Jordan or something, it might be a different story, but you got to have mixed that with personality and execution and accomplishment in the business world and the political world. So maybe he said, let me just avoid this. Let me just get in this race. I've already had the big crowds in my book tour. I know what it's like to win the governorship. I don't need the crowd. I don't know what went into it, but I will find out because I know a lot of the DeSantis people, and I'll find out what went happen. Here's more from Heilman. Cut 15.
Donald Trump, for all the criticism and all the terrible things that he said when he got down to the end of that escalator in 2016, right, people still talk about it today. Donald Trump coming down the escalator in Trump Tower, he made an iconic moment for himself. And part of the reason I was trying to remember, Bill Clinton also announced the old State House in October of 1991 in Little Rock, a thing that, again, was in campaign ads for all of 1992. Can you win without a great launch? You can. But there's a free throw here, and you have all the time in the world, as Ron DeSantis has, to set this up and get it right. And they blew it in that sense. A missed opportunity.
I appreciate that. I just saw a good, solid analysis on MSNBC, which you almost never get. And we'll see where it goes. I don't think people are going to remember it. I think he's got two good ads out, I'll tell you that. Two really good ads. We'll see. The whole key is how he responds to the Trump criticism, one by one, on taxes, on Social Security, everything like that.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegilMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegilMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegilMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegilMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And the pledge I'll make for people is simply this. We need to win again as Republicans. We got to dispense with this culture of losing. And if you nominate me, I pledge to you that on January 20th, 2025, at high noon, that I'll be the guy on the west side of the Capitol with the left hand on the Bible and the right hand in the air, taking the oath of office as the 47th president of the United States. No more excuses. We've got to get this one done.
And that is Governor DeSantis last night, who wants to be President DeSantis. He was on with Trey after the Twitter situation did not work out. Let's go bring in Josh Krasher, the senior political correspondent at Axios. You saw him on Special Report last night. Josh, how big a deal was the debacle with Elon Musk?
I think it's a pretty big deal. Look, I don't think everyone remembers every candidate's announcement and even mistakes that are made along the way, but it's extending a pattern of mistakes that the DeSantis operation has engaged in dating back to early in the year when they didn't engage Trump. They delayed their official presidential campaign announcement. They've leaned into some of these issues that, frankly, I don't think a whole lot of voters are quite as animated about as DeSantis himself, and especially the fight with Disney right now. And look, I think this is sort of the capstone of it all, where it's a phenomenon where a lot of politicians in both parties are on Twitter all the time. They're on social media, and they sometimes lose touch with how ordinary people watch the news, watching it on Fox, watching it, reading the newspaper, kind of doing it the old-fashioned way. And look, Twitter is still a space that not a lot of people are on, and certainly not a lot of like older voters that participate in Republican primary politics are involved in. So it was embarrassing enough to have the glitch and to, you know, have it go, you know, problematically. But I just the decision to this is your one chance if you're a presidential candidate to have everyone in the country, everyone in the world, really, to pay attention to your announcement, your kickoff announcement. And the fact that you want to do it on Twitter, which is a much smaller audio-only medium, instead of actually having a big rally in Florida where your thousands of your biggest fans are cheering you on in front of an American flag, in front of your wife and kids, I don't understand the logic of doing that. And I think it reflects some strategic missteps that this campaign has been making along the way.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But as I brought up last block, Senator Harris had the best speech ever for a Democrat. I felt everybody that rolled out last time. Big crowd, wonderful applause lines, well-delivered, beautiful day. And even Donald Trump, who was president at the time, says, man, that was good. And we know what a disaster she was in her first sit-down. I think DeSantis excels in sit-downs. And if I was him, I'd go on CNN. I would go into hostile territory after. And because he does great when pressed. And if people have to say, don't say gay bill and book banning, mislabeling what he thinks he's done, that's a problem. When asked, he does a great job defining himself.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right, Brian. I think he has a great record, too, in Florida. I mean, sometimes you get lost in kind of the nitty-gritty. The big picture record for the governor is really, really good. He basically has been a successful executive of the third biggest state in the country. He was one of the most successful governors in not freaking out over the COVID crisis and actually keeping the economy strong and not shutting down. Which is something he did talk about in the Twitter conversation. But I think the big picture is the economy and making sure the state didn't flounder during that COVID period. You know, he is, I think a lot of the woke issues, in the big picture sense, I think are smart. But when you get involved in sort of all the acronyms and abbreviations and the kind of the details, it can lose a lot of people because I don't know if everyone's following it to the same degree that the governor and some of his big supporters are. But look, he has an economic record to cheer about. He has a record of keeping the state open during COVID that I think a lot of people paid attention to and put him on the political map. He needs to focus on the big picture issues that voters care about, Republican voters care about. I think the risk he faces is kind of narrow casting to Twitter spaces and going on, you know, podcasts that, you know, certainly have, you know, a fan base, but he needs to get attention from the larger electorate, the average Iowa voter, the average New Hampshire voter. And I don't know if last night accomplished that goal.
I want you to hear what Newt Gingrich said, cut 12.
I think he has to find a big positive message. And I think you're right. It mostly is about the economy. And he has to communicate somehow that he's uniquely different from Trump, that he's the guy who can get it done.
Possible?
Yeah, I mean, look, he has the record. The line that he sort of mentioned at times is that he's actually done the work. He's actually effectively governed where Trump has, you know, picked the fights, but hasn't, you know, he's pointed to the limitations he had as president in getting his agenda passed. That's what we should be hearing from the governor. We should be seeing more of a contrast against Donald Trump, who, by the way, like, is up by 30, 40 points in all the latest polls. The Fox poll that came out yesterday, Trump has a 33-point lead. I mean, eventually DeSantis is going to have to make the case why he, not Trump, should be the Republican nominee. And that's got to come sooner than later. That's going to be the prerequisite in people considering an alternative to the former president.
So the one thing he says, words like winning, trust, and sanity. Those are subtle hits at Trump because he's got to do what I don't know is possible, win, beat Trump, and bring his voters with him. So if you win a brawl, but you walk out with no supporters, there's no sense having the fight.
That's right. And look, I think that Trump isn't subtle when he makes his case, when he's on the attack. There's no subtlety there. It is in your face. And it is literally mano a mano. And DeSantis, you know, he's talking about the culture of losing, where he doesn't mention Trump's name, but everyone knows what he's talking about. But he's not very explicit about making the contrasts clear. And eventually he's gonna have to do that. He's gonna have to go at the debate stage if Trump shows up at the Fox debate in August and make the case against Trump to his face. And he seems a little bit reticent to do that. But ultimately, if you want to be the guy, you've got to beat the guy in front of you. And I haven't seen that kind of fire in the belly from DeSantis. He certainly knows how to pick fights, Brian. He's been doing it his whole career in Florida, but he seems to be a little reticent about picking a fight against Trump, who ultimately is the front runner and is ahead of him in the polls.
So Truth Social, Donald Trump's site, he posted this. I'd like to personally congratulate Rob, the sanctimonious, on finally announcing that he'll be entering the race for president of the United States. Hopefully, he'll get the full experience of being attacked by the Marxists, communists, and radical left lunatics in our country. Without that, we'll never know the kind of job he is doing. These lowlifes and misfits are far worse than the leaders of hostile foreign relations. They must be soundly defeated in order to make America great. So calling him Rob is new. Then he said, Rob, my red button is bigger, better, stronger, and is working. Truth. Yours does, too, per my conversation with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, soon to become my friend. So no one knows what to make of that. Do you? Is that one of the – I know he doesn't drink, but it's one of those drunk texts where you go, what was I thinking?
Yeah, we need to have like a Trump Truth Social interpreter because some of these – I don't know the Rob reference. Like,
do you?
That was a little confusing. I honestly haven't heard a good answer on where that came from. And I don't know what he's talking about with the red button. Maybe it's an allusion to like his national security credentials. I really don't know. And that, look, I think that is the worry. If you're in the Trump campaign, the one thing that surprised a whole lot of, observers and analysts is how professional Trump's operation has been this year. And they really are going after DeSantis. They're laying out the message pretty clearly on a day to day basis. But Trump himself has not really changed. And we're seeing from these tweets on Truth Social, you know, it's a little bit confusing and he's not really disciplined and on message. So, I mean, I think there are a lot, no one's going after Trump yet, but I think one of the reasons you're seeing that reticence from DeSantis and others is they think that maybe Trump is going to kind of, you know, whether it's through some of these indictments, perhaps coming down the pike, or just some of his own, you know, tweets or, you know, comments, they think he may, you know, lose some steam on his own. I'm not convinced of that. I don't think that's necessarily going to happen. But this is an example of the Trump that is not built to last in a presidential election.
So let's talk about the debt ceiling. I just find it unbelievable in the big picture that the President of the United States would cut off the trip to Australia and the one to Papua New Guinea, which is sounds funny, but it's actually really important. They took a day off from school and work, and they painted the whole place for the first president ever to visit. And he blows it off, comes back, nothing gets done, and now he's going to Camp David, and then he's going to his summer home during Memorial Day?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, the ultimate question is whether we can avert a disaster with the debt ceiling. And, Brian, one thing that I think gets underplayed in Washington is that Kevin McCarthy has so far really won
everything.
Debate against President Biden. Remember, it wasn't that long ago that the president was saying, I'm not going to negotiate with anyone in the Republican caucus. They're way too extreme. And now he's actually playing ball and accepting, it sounds like, some of the provisions, not everything, but some of the spending cuts, or at least restraint on spending that Republicans passed in the House. So, look, Kevin McCarthy has already won on the politics. The fact that Biden has moved closer to where Republicans were when he said he was never going to do that is a really important sign. And I think McCarthy, I remember when George W. Bush was president, he talked about the bigotry of low expectations. Well, I think you could say the same for Kevin McCarthy, because not a lot of people gave him they thought he was going to do much with a narrow majority in the House. And he's essentially beat the Democrats on crime, on immigration, and it seems like he may get some major compromises when it comes to this spending cuts and a debt ceiling.
And Josh, I know you've been all over the president thing, so at Axios you got a wide beat there. But what I understand they've basically agreed on is repurposing the pandemic funds. But I also think that they've got some semblance of a workfare agreement when it comes to welfare for those eligible for it, and everyone should agree in certain situations not possible. And those two things, now they're trying to cut down the 87,000 IRS agents and go back to 2022 spending. Anything else, areas of agreement or real contention our audience should know about?
Well, I've heard that the IRS, some of the IRS tax provisions actually may be going the Republicans' way. I've heard the Democrats are holding the line a lot more when it comes to making work requirements, as a demand of getting welfare benefits. So the nitty gritty is going to be hashed out. We'll find out pretty soon where the compromise, if there is one, is reached. There's also a question of how much will it be defense spending cuts or restraint? I think Republicans are actually for raising some spending levels for national security, and I think the president would be satisfied just holding the line. So I think, where they get the spending cuts from and how they end up kind of reaching certain levels of spending, it's going to be interesting to watch. I do think there are going to be spending cuts, or at least movement in that direction, and that's a big victory for House Republicans.
So, but the thing is I'm amazed at is Kevin McCarthy is making himself available, and some other lawmakers in there making himself available nonstop. How many questions? Okay, I'll sit here. I'm optimistic. We're going to get something done. The president, whatever you want. But they're available, and they're talking in an upbeat way and not yelling at people. President's been invisible. KJP has been uninformed. Just say, I don't really know that. Doesn't really approach me. I don't know if they're doing in clear faith. So they've lost the communications battle. So therefore, you see Hakeem Jeffries calling his own press conference. The squad calling their own press conference. Jerry Nadler was caught up to. Listen to him, cut 18.
Well, number one, I don't think it appears that both sides want him making sessions. The Republicans have made very clear that they want to make no concessions at all. That quote that we heard from Matt Gaetz that we're holding that the. We're not going to negotiate with our hostage. You didn't hear the speaker contradict that. And we haven't seen the speaker being willing to make any concessions whatsoever.
Apparently. They're not in. They don't know.
Yeah. Brian, one rule of politics that I always subscribe to is that the party that's united is the one that's winning, the one that's divided is the one that's losing. Look, Republicans are united so far. Even the Freedom Caucus folks, they have not criticized Kevin McCarthy. There may be some internal disagreements, but Kevin McCarthy has kept everything inside the family. And this past week, you've seen AOC, Pramila Jayapal, Nadler, you have a bunch of progressives saying different things in the leadership. They're all over the map, and that shows you how their negotiating strategy has fallen apart and why I think you're going to end up seeing some notable concessions, when assuming that a compromise is indeed reached.
I would think it's going to be reached. Do you see them just paying certain bills that's been done before in the past, and it goes past June 1st?
It's like studying for a final. You do it, and you end up doing it, and you get it done. But you wait till the last minute, you procrastinate. This is how these negotiations always seem to end up working. I think the big question is there a short term sort of fix, and then there's a longer deal that comes across after that, or does it all hashed out in before June 1st? I think we'll probably see the deadline move back a little bit, but ultimately there will be, in my guess, a compromise reach.
It make you looking at the barbecue with one eye and the other eye watch you listening to television, wondering if you have to go to work and write about a debt deal this Memorial Day weekend. Josh, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Have a good holiday weekend.
You too. Always appreciate the insight. Meanwhile, when we come back, we'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
K Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Students in New Mexico that wrote resumes to help shelter dogs find their forever homes makes today's Dean's List. Teachers at Polk Middle School in Albuquerque came up with a brilliant idea on how to bring attention to the four-legged friends at the Animal Care Center. The shelter sent photographs and notes about each pet, and the students in Miss McCready's class wrote why they should be adopted in the animal's own words. Then they decided to create resumes listing all the skills and tricks that would make each dog a suitable family member, such as uses doggy door, stays on command, and comes when called.
As soon as I was assigned a dog, I changed my mind and thought that it would be fun because I would get to learn more about a dog I haven't even met.
Since then, several of the dogs have been adopted thanks to the caring, kind, creative kids in Miss McCready's class. By the way, you all made today's Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with director Jay Roach of the new dark comedy series on Apple TV Plus, High Desert, led by Patricia Arquette. Roach directs all episodes of the series.
When you're working with this cast, do you adapt and sort of follow their lead as actors once you see how they've interpreted a character? And especially with this series, how much you do that more and more?
Yeah, that's a great question. I let the cast drive so much of what's going on. It's why casting to me is so important, because you want to cast people who will go deep and become such intense champions for their own characters that they'll fight you if you insult the character. You know, they'll come at you. They get so committed to the personal mythology of the character that they'll defend it, and that they'll take that commitment into the interactions with the other actors. I would definitely keep up and try to sort of break it all down so that I knew it would make sense once we got in the editing room. But once we got in the editing room, it did.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
In January 2020, he was assigned to what he calls a high-profile investigation.
Who's the subject of the investigation?
I can't confirm or deny the subject of this investigation.
Why not?
because, you know, part of the tax secrecy laws don't allow it.
Shapley can't say it, but CBS News has learned the investigation was the probe of Hunter Biden by the Trump-appointed U.S. attorney in Delaware. Senior Biden administration officials have vowed to let it run its course without interference. But CBS News has obtained this letter Shapley's lawyers sent to Congress Monday alleging irregularities in DOJ's handling of the investigation. Shapley is seeking legal protections from Congress so he can share specifics of his allegations.
That is CBS, and that is a whistleblower, the second one, on a guy unnamed, but we all know, as he concluded, Hunter Biden. Whistleblowers need protections. We always thought they got protections. Vindman got protections, didn't he? He was held up as a hero. How dare you even say anything about him? But we watched four FBI agents testify last week on how they were really destroyed. They were fired. They can't even get their records to get another job, get a firearms license. It's all kept under lock and key. That's called retribution. And we thought we would not allow that in this country. It's nuts. Absolutely insane what's happening. And for CBS to report it, by the way, I watched Anderson Cooper a little bit last night just to see if they were. They did a segment on it. And you know, right now, James Comer is going to sit down with Christopher Wray in an attempt to get the paperwork necessary for a whistleblower to come forward that shows that Joe Biden was doing deals and getting paid off when he was vice president. Cynthia, listen on WTKF over in North Carolina. Hey, Cynthia.
Hey, Brian. Good to hear from you. Love your show. Love Fox News. I'm going to use the debate for August with the Republican primary candidates. I'm going to do a sports analogy here. Okay, we got all these candidates in. Great team. Great, great for the Republican Party. So you know what? Donald Trump, as you've always said, has the best team head coaches he's ever had in an election. So why not sit back? Let these guys and Nikki Haley and anybody else debate it out, and then let former President Trump's team
have a semifinal. That's good. That's interesting. You guys battle it out for number two. I'll take your number two, but I'm not going to take all eight. I think all eight actually helps Trump.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Senator K. Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Day's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
An agreement in principle. That's what both President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy are saying after a Saturday evening phone call to discuss the debt ceiling talks.
I think this is very worthy of the American public.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says by passing a bill that links a debt limit hike to spending cuts, McCarthy has put Democrats at a political disadvantage.
Because they can't pass a bill in the Senate and because they look like they don't care about the debt, and Americans do. So I think he's positioned very well. I think we're going to end up with some kind of an agreement. I think it's going to be seen as a victory for the House Republicans, and I think that's what it's going to be.
Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Texas GOP-led House of Representatives Saturday impeached State Attorney General Ken Paxton.
The vote triggers Paxton's immediate suspension from office pending the outcome of a trial in the state Senate and empowers Republican Governor Greg Abbott to appoint someone else as Texas's top lawyer in the interim. Moments after the vote, Paxton's office said the impeachment was, quote, based on totally false claims and pointed to internal reports that found no wrongdoing. House investigators said the Attorney General's own probe into Paxton's actions includes false and disproven claims. Ken Lorman reported.
It was a violent start to the summer in Chicago, where just hours after a popular beach was opened for the season, gunshots rang out, scattering the crowd that assembled during a fight between a group of about 100 teenagers. Police came in, closed down the area. No one was hurt, but a 15-year-old boy was arrested on aggravated assault and other charges. And Windy City officials just earlier this week had announced they were going to deploy peacekeepers across the city after violence last summer left 9 people dead and 52 others with gunshot wounds. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Take the time to really get to know your body. You find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
America got older during the decade that ended in 2020.
New census figures show the share of U.S. residents aged 65 or older ballooned by more than a third from 2010 through 2020, while the share of children declined, particularly those under age 5. Aging was propelled by the two largest cohorts in the U.S., more baby boomers turning 65 or older, and millennials moving into their 20s and 30s. Also, fewer children were born between 2010 and 2020. John Scott reporting.
Phoenix is facing dueling lawsuits as it tries to manage a homelessness crisis that's covered its downtown, converted, that is, its downtown into a tent city. The city's required to comply with a court order to clean out the downtown encampment known as the Zone because it's considered a public nuisance. But the American Civil Liberties Union in Arizona is arguing another civil suit that the city's violating their constitutional rights. SRN News. Health officials investigating reports of 18 salmonella infections linked to Papa Murphy's cookie dough.
The CDC says interviews with sick people show that raw cookie dough sold at Papa Murphy's take-and-bake pizza stores may be contaminated. The agency says people have been sickened in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, California, and Missouri. 2 people have been hospitalized, but no deaths have been reported.
Jeremy House reports the number of sick people likely higher than the number reported, and it could extend to other states. People who have Papa Murphy's raw chocolate chip cookie dough and s'more bars are urged to throw them away. An Illinois man's been charged with theft for allegedly stealing a backhoe and then driving about 10 miles to an airport so he could catch a flight. Check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here this hour. I hope we can get it all in. Jeff Benedict, who wrote the best-selling book on LeBron James, who brought his team to the semifinals, swept out, talking about retirement. Jeff Benedict, one of the a prolific author, great biographer, will be with us. And by the way, if you want to talk about a sport that has young people watching, the youngest, I believe, is the NBA. Varney and company will go inside the economy and other things, whatever Stewart has on his mind, I will try to handle, and he will disagree about something. And Mark Thiessen standing by, Washington Post columnist, Fox News contributor, and really smart guy, and he's tall. Mark, welcome.
Good to be with you.
Hey, first off, let's get it out of the way. The Twitter debacle, big deal or not?
Not a debacle. Not a debacle at all. That's a left-wing spin on this. 6.5 million people tuned in to that Twitter.
Where'd you get that number?
That's from Twitter. Who's the guy who interviewed him? Sachs.
Okay, because I heard a million. So you heard six. That's interesting.
Well, there was a million at the start, but over the course of the whole event, 6.5 million. That's the biggest live event ever on social media. And so it crashed the system. You know what? If 6.5 million, that's double the viewers that tuned into Trump's town hall. So I don't know how having millions of people tune in, so many people tune in, that you crash the system is a debacle. It's the opposite of a debacle. So, you know, I mean, you know, the CNN and other people don't like it because they got more viewers on Twitter Spaces than they got for their Trump event. So I just don't see. I think that's a triumph. I think that's he's the Kim Kardashian of Republican politics. He crashed the internet.
So he said, by the way, I just don't understand the audio. The choice to not have video was bizarre.
Yeah, I assume you could have video on Twitter, so I don't know. See, but again, that's all on Musk. That's not on DeSantis. You know, they should have had enough server. They should have anticipated how many people were going to be there and have the server capacity ready, and they probably should have done video. But you know what? He did that at six. He was with Trey Gowdy on Fox in his first live interview on television as a candidate. I was on a conference call with him with conservative writers. He had multiple rollouts in one night. They raised $1 million in the first hour. You know, it's 6.5 million people tuning into your event, trying to listen. I'd say it's a pretty good rollout.
So a couple of things, with Ron DeSantis. Number one, he's about 20 points down, but head to head, he beats Joe Biden. Even though it's within the margin of error, I get it. I know it's a national poll. I understand it. I know it's a sample of 1,000, and those experts say it's still reflective. But I don't think the game has started yet. And for the record, this morning, I did mention on the air that if I was interviewing Ron DeSantis on Fox, and if the shot went down, and we lost, Fox went down, it wouldn't be Ron DeSantis' fault.
Exactly.
But the decision, this is an interesting decision. And that is not to have a rally and not to sit there and try to pack the place and have the great optics and be able to use that as a possible spot down the line where you might be able to. Well, here's what John Heilman said. He had an interesting take. Cut 14.
You can launch a presidential campaign poorly and still win your party's nomination. It's happened. But this is a free shot at doing something really well. And if you do it really well, it can be something that people remember forever. And 2008, where, you know, Hillary Clinton announced from her sunroom, you had Barack Obama at the old state house in Springfield, Illinois, on a cold day, giving an inspiring speech that produced not just a huge audience that watched it initially, but it was in thousands of Obama campaign ads. It was a moment that people look back on, set the tone and tenor for the campaign, and gave them enormous amounts of coverage. And people at Hillary Clinton's world thought that she gave a very nice speech in that sunroom, but it was not a thing anybody would ever remember again. It was a missed opportunity.
So your thought about that, that's a point, correct?
So I guess he's never going to have a rally that he can use for a campaign ad. I mean, I don't get the point. He crashed Twitter. He got his message out. He's going to have campaign rallies. I mean, you know, I just don't understand the whole, you know.
Cool. That's why you're a great guest. That's why you're great and great perspective. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love the fact that you're so rude enough to disagree with the host. How dare you? And who keeps booking you every week?
I got to educate you, man.
No, believe me, I find myself the only one defending DeSantis these days. It's almost as if he's the worst guy on the planet. Now, first, give me your perspective. Do you ever remember a number two, clearly number two in all the polls, be so widely attacked by whether it's Nikki Haley trailing him, whether it's Donald Trump leading him, or every Democrat with a microphone, or the President of the United States, the DNC. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
They all see him as a threat. He's being attacked by Trump, being insufficiently MAGA. He's being attacked by Nikki Haley as too MAGA, a choice, not an echo. You know, I mean, you know, which, by the way, you know, the majority of, if you look at the polls, so, you know, the majority of Republicans are considering Trump of considering other people. But, you know, the 49% of Republicans are not locked into Trump. They're open to other candidates, right? Wall Street Journal poll. So, but they all like Trump. They just aren't sure they want to vote for him another time.
Yeah.
So to attack him as too Trump, as too close to Trump, as an echo of Trump. Most Republicans would like an echo of the things they like in Trump, but not the things they don't like about Trump. So I don't see how that seems like more of an endorsement than an attack. So I just don't get Nikki Haley's approach. Doesn't make sense to me.
It's interesting, you know, he doesn't want to alienate Trump because you're never going to win the nomination and alienate his people. But somehow you got to show he's different while still being friends. It's a fascinating take. We'll never have this again, by the way. Barack Obama couldn't care less if he was friends with Hillary Clinton, and vice versa. Obviously, they just wanted to get the nomination. So and nobody was afraid of getting the wrong side of Joe Biden. They just decided to consolidate, like Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren decide, all right, I'll step aside. Well,
we're
going
to need to do that too.
Say that again.
We're going to need to do that too at some point. You know, there's going to have to be a consolidation of some at some point. Mm-hmm. But you know, this is the start of the campaign. That comes later.
So here's last night he talked about how he is going to take on Trump, but not directly. He wasn't asked directly. What I'm going to do with him next time I talk to him, and I know I'll have the opportunity. Because he does give opportunities and does give interviews. And I think he does better in contentious situations because people challenge him on book bans. That's not what it is. Well, don't say gay bill. That's not what it is. When he talks about anything that they want to go after him on, pro-life, that's not what he's talking about. He needs to be pressed to fully define and flesh out how people are choosing to label him. And he actually does better. And so if I was him, I would sit down with somebody that's somewhat fair on CNN and MSNBC and Washington Post and New York Times. Someone that is just not going to out to do.
Someone like me.
Yeah. Well, you're Washington. Yeah, that's true. He wouldn't have a problem
Washington
with you.
Post.
Here's what he said about fighting Disney. Cut four.
What ended up happening, though, is that they had this cushy arrangement that they got decades ago where they had their own government in Central Florida. They were exempt from laws that everyone else had to follow, and they got massive tax breaks and even racked up municipal debt. So what we said was, look, we're not comfortable having this company on a pedestal joined at the hip with the state of Florida. Our values have just gone in different directions, and so we ended their self-governing status. They now have to live under the same laws as everybody else, and they have to pay their fair share of taxes.
So he's in a blood feud with people with extremely deep pockets and experienced lawyers. Where would you go with this, if you're DeSantis?
Good for him. Our people love this. And it's right. They're not entitled to corporate welfare. I mean, it's not anti-free market, as some conservatives have attacked them to take on corporate welfare for a company that's trying to undermine the education of children in your state. Look, here's the great thing about DeSantis and why he has this certain appeal. So if you look at the 2022 midterms, right, the disastrous results for Republicans, broadly speaking, we were told we had to choose between two different kinds of candidates, and you can't have both. Forward-looking, reform-minded governors like DeSantis, like Kemp, like DeWine, who were able to appeal to swing voters, and populist rabble-rousers who got the GOP faithful really pumped up but couldn't win over independents. And the thing about DeSantis is you don't have to choose because he's both. He is a populist. He's taking on Disney. He's sending illegal migrants to Martha's Vineyard. He's taking on the woke agenda. But look at what he did in the state legislature in the last few months. School choice, banning ESG investment, the constitutional carry legislation, protecting people by making child rapists eligible for the death penalty, taking on bail reform, the left-wing bail reform. He's produced a raft of forward-looking conservative reforms that are making people's lives better. And so we really don't have to choose between those two things. And he offers them both. That's a unique position he has in the Republican field. We'll see if that sells. It certainly seemed to sell to the 6.5 million people who tuned in for the Twitter Spaces thing last night. It certainly sold in Florida. He won by 20 points, and he won independents. He won Hispanics. He won women. If he can replicate that on the national stage while not conceding anything on terms of fighting wokeness and taking on the left culture war against the American values, I see that as a win-win.
So you write speeches and you write columns. So right now, the way he takes on Trump is sanity and truth. Those are the words he uses. Saturday and truth. How much more do you need to do? Do you need to say, I watched President Trump's speech last night. He was all over the place. And he's still relitigating 2020. What the hell? Or do you say, when you speak forward. Talk about going forward. We need a rational leader that's going to bring the... Or do you just directly say exactly what bothers you about the guy who's leading you?
I think you focus forward. You focus. Elections are about the future. I think you focus about what you want to do. I think you focus. He should do what Trump should be doing and isn't doing, which is talk about how disastrous the Biden administration is and how much better it could be with conservative leadership. And to the extent that Trump wants to relitigate 2020, you just let him. Let him spend his time doing that. And all you do is you say, look, I'm not here to fight about the 2020 election. I'm here to fight the 2024 election. He's probably going to take on Trump on substance. I don't think you attack him personally. I don't think you attack
him. Even though he's attacking you personally. Even though they're saying you're boring, you need a personality transplant.
You know what you say? I didn't put Fauci in charge of the economy. I stopped him from being in charge of the economy in Florida. There are areas where you can draw distinctions with him.
Yeah.
But you don't go after him because, look, you have to realize the people, what you're trying to accomplish as DeSantis or any of these Republican candidates is to separate the half of the Republican electorate. There's only 24% of Republicans who say they will vote only for they're only interested in Trump in the primary. 76% either don't want Trump or are open to somebody else. And so you got to separate those people from Trump who like Trump. And so the way you do it is not by getting in the mud with him and attacking him and echoing the left and their attacks on him. The way you do it is by saying, look, I the difference between me and Trump is, one, I can serve for two terms. Two, I can win. We lost the 2020 election.
You keep saying win.
I won. You know, so I'm a winner. I can give you everything that you like about this guy. You don't say it quite in these words. I give you everything you like about this guy without the baggage, and I'm going to win. And I'm going to serve for 8 years.
All right, we got that. I should have left you more time for Ukraine, but I just want you to hear the leader of the Wagner Group through translation say something. I've been hearing analysts say, but never somebody in the fight. He just won Bakhmut, and he says this. Cut 27.
Now, with regard to demilitarization, if they had 500 tanks at the beginning of special military operation, now they have 5,000. If they had 20,000 able to fight, now they have 400,000 able to fight. So, how did we demilitarize? It turns out that, on the contrary, we have militarized Ukraine.
And he talks about this being a mistake, that the elites are not letting the children of elites are not going into this war, avoiding the draft, and how this could be 1917 in Russia again. I read this thing twice. Now, I'm open to the fact that he might not be as candid, but what does that tell you about the reality of what's about to happen, knowing the offensive is going to be happening shortly, if not happening already, for Ukrainians?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's remarkable that the head of the Wagner Group is speaking out against Putin this openly and this brazenly. It seems like the fear of Putin is now, who knows, he could end up, you know, falling out of a window somewhere. So he's got a lot of security.
Right.
He's got a lot of people under arms. So he's probably harder to kill than some oligarch who's in a hotel and suddenly trips down a staircase or falls out of a window, like a lot of these guys who dare to criticize Putin.
Who gets poisoned, yeah.
But I think that's quite remarkable. I think this war has clearly backfired on Putin. It's quite frankly putting his rule at risk.
Fascinating. I just think the people that were standing by Ukraine, hoping they got it together, knowing they've already sacrificed 42,000 civilians.
Yeah.
I think the best is yet to come. I hope for their sake.
I got a big piece in the Washington Post next Tuesday. 4,000-word piece laying out the America First case for you for helping Ukraine. I want to talk to you about it next week when it comes out.
You know, I'll be the first to call. Thanks so much, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Bottom of the hour, Jeff Benedict. We take a break from politics, talk a little basketball. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
If you're not sure what Christian nationalism is, you're not alone. However, a new survey by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that most of the people who have heard of the term think of it as negative rather than positive. Radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
I see it primarily as a term that the other side is using to leverage animosity against people like me, mm-hmm. and people that believe like me. I would not describe myself as a Christian nationalist ever.
McCullough is a conservative Christian Christian and says the term Christian nationalist is used primarily by liberals, even some left-leaning Christians, to malign those like him who are pro-life, believe in biblical marriage and gender roles, and love America. It is more political than theological.
It's obviously something that the right has recognized the left is using and on some level is responding to it. But I think there's even a more sinister element to this.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at FoxNews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Chef Gordon Ramsay, who introduces a brand new show May 24th. Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars puts food industry entrepreneurs to the test, and the winner gets $250,000 of Gordon's money.
How has investing in talent over all these years, what is the most rewarding part of that, even when you see someone from any of these shows succeed?
Christina Wilson was the sort of first big talent season 10 winner of Hell's Kitchen. She's now a corporate executive chef across my group. And then there's multiple runners-up and other winners that are still part of that build out. So I love seeing them being successful. I'm one of the most unselfish individuals you'll ever get to meet. And so when they dedicate that amount of time to me and supporting, you know, what I want from them, then they've got tenfold coming back from me. And I never go into this with a pyramid scenario. You know, it's a level playing field and I just want them to get to my level. When they get to my level, they've got me 360.
Right before Food Stars on May 24th is another Ramsay show, season 13 of MasterChef. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1987. Jim and Tammy Baker.
We can say we've learned a good lesson. We've learned it. Yeah. I hate that it took this many years to learn it. I'm getting a little old for starting over again.
I refuse to submit my family and my friends and innocent people and myself to further rumors and gossip. I believe I would have been a successful candidate, and I know I could have been a very good president, but apparently now we'll never know.
I realize there's a lot of folks around that think there's a loose cannon on the Gundeck estate at the NSC. People used to walk up to me and tell me what a great job I was doing.
In Robert Bork's America, there is no room at the inn for blacks, and no place in the Constitution for women. And in our America, there should be no seat on the Supreme Court for Robert Bork.
He's crying and humming and sometimes singing. She goes to sleep at periods of time.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, let's go to Alex, listening on WABC in Brooklyn. Hey, Alex.
Hello. Oh, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to say to the voters, if you want to make an educated, informed vote about which is the best candidate in the upcoming Republican primaries, make sure that you go beyond just sound bites of radio and television. So go read the Wall Street Journal, read the New York Times, read things that are in-depth, and pick one area that is of interest to you, for example, healthcare, and read about it. And take that knowledge and make an informed vote. Too often people just use sound bites and they end up with a distorted view of the world and they make the disastrous choice.
And the thing is, too, in a case of DeSantis or a congressman, find out where they voted. Find out what they stand for and find out how they voted. And find out what they've done. With Trump, we all know what he's done and didn't do, and you kind of made your decision. Alex, are you a teacher?
Yes, I do teach part-time.
Sounds it. So, yeah, it would be great. I would love for people to take – you don't have to live it like we do. But I just love for people to take their time and understand that, you know, a 30-second ad should get you interested enough to look into something. And when someone does an attack ad – opposition research, find out what's true or not. And that's why if I am DeSantis, I can't wait for someone to tell me I am banning books. I look forward to someone saying I'm raising the retirement age to 70. I look forward to him saying I'm looking to give everybody a 25% tax. Because if you remove the rest of the taxes from a fair tax, you're actually paying, for the most part, less. You get less write-offs. That used to be a conservative position. And then you start getting into the situation, so you'd want that. And I just found the best candidates want the difficult interviews because they have the answers. If you have the answers, you want the hard questions. The problem is when your answers aren't good, then you try to avoid it until the controversy calms down. Believe me, they're all going to make mistakes, and they're going to want to avoid some. DeSantis does better at that than most.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, an announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact the SA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
But we'll see what happens going forward. And I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, I got a lot to think about.
And that is LeBron James, after getting swept by the Denver Nuggets, having a remarkable run on the playoffs from a guy who's on a team that started off horrendously. Everybody was injured. They came back. They won the play-in game and advanced to the semifinals. He's wondering, at his age, does he want to keep playing, knowing his son is entering USC? Joining us now is Jeff Benedict, a multi-New York Times bestselling author. And his latest book is a bestseller called LeBron. I was just in the airport. It is everywhere. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Brian. It's good to be back with you again.
Of course, you did the definitive biography, my view, on Tiger Woods, too. So we'll talk about that. But first, is LeBron serious or just exhausted?
Both. I think he's both serious and exhausted. It's at his age, you know, he's 38. He's been doing this for 20 years. The NBA has an incredibly long season, and the playoffs are like a second season, and he took his team all the way to the Western Conference Finals. He's tired, you know, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally. And so I think he's both serious and tired. He does have a lot to think about, Brian. He doesn't have anything left to prove to anybody. And I think when players like him and Tom Brady get to the end of a season, they do have a lot to think about. They're older than all the other guys. They're fathers and husbands with families and grown kids. And they have a lot of things going on besides the sport. And so I think you were seeing and hearing all of that in his voice the other night.
How well did he play, in your view?
I thought he played off the charts. I mean, 30 points in the first half, finished with 40, one, you know, rebound shy of a triple-double. He played every minute of the game other than the last four seconds of the first half. By the way, none of the younger players on either team did that. So I thought he plays remarkably well, especially given the fact that he's older than everyone else on the floor.
Yeah, and they did surprise, and they did seem to make the right coaching change in the beginning of the year, and they did start off with maybe, I think they were 5-15 or something horrendous like that to start the year.
2-10.
2-10. And they end up coming all the way back. It's kind of an interesting playoff on the side note, too. But what Miami's done, been absolutely unbelievable. What Butler has pulled off, which I've never seen anything like it from a player that was never supposed to be that good, was supposed to be good, but not one of the top five players in the league. And he did this during the pandemic year when they lost to the Lakers, Miami. And now they're another eight seed who won the play-in game and is now one win away from getting to the finals.
You know, the thing, you're right. I mean, Jimmy Butler is like a junkyard dog. I mean, you don't want to get in a fight with him. And the Celtics have been in a fight with him, and they've been losing the entire way. One of the things, if you want to take the Miami situation back and put it in the context of LeBron, I think it says more about the Celtics than it does about the Heat. That team is loaded. They've got two superstars. They've got arguably the most talent on one team in the Eastern Conference, and they have yet to win a championship, and they're not going to win one this year. And what that tells you is it tells you how hard it is to do what LeBron has done, what Steph Curry has done. These guys who have won multiple championships, it's a really, really hard thing to do at that level. And the Heat are demonstrating that by what they've been doing to the Celtics in these playoffs.
Absolutely. So let's talk about LeBron. The conventional wisdom was he wants to play against or with his son. Why so close would he stop now, knowing that he accepted a scholarship? I'm sure he's already a multimillionaire with this whole NIL stuff. So yeah. With Bronny at USC, why wouldn't he keep playing?
I don't think it's a matter of LeBron changing his mind. I think it's, look, one of the things I like about LeBron is he's unafraid and unabashed about expressing his love and his passion for his kids, you know, more so than any other athlete we watch. LeBron does it. And he was very vocal about wanting to play with his son. But here's the thing. I mean, his son is going to be a freshman in college. Who knows what he wants to do? Does he want to play for 3 or 4 years? Does he want to be a college student? Does he want to enjoy the experience of being at USC? I think what you're hearing in LeBron is an acknowledgement that what he wants, it may not be exactly the same thing that his son wants. Not to say that his son wouldn't want the honor of playing with his dad, but it's also like his son has his own life. And I think, you know, LeBron probably recognizes that as much as he'd like to play with his son, whether that can actually happen in a practical way is different.
Understood. And you know what? He might not be that good. He may be, obviously, Division I scholarship to be widely recruited. Got to be 4 or 5 star. Got it. But how many of them don't pan out? I mean, 1% make it to the NBA, correct?
Yeah, it's a tremendous amount of pressure, you know, even to put on the son. And I think, you know, being the son of someone like Tom Brady or LeBron James or these guys, it's just that alone, even if you're not an athlete, it's a massive amount of pressure to be the son of somebody that famous. We see the same thing in other forms of entertainment, the music industry, Hollywood. It's a lot of pressure on a kid. And Bronny, for all that we can see, has shouldered it pretty well. But LeBron was built to deal with this kind of scrutiny because he was compared to Michael Jordan as a teenager. It may very well be that, you know, Bronny would like maybe not to have that much visibility and pressure on him.
And for the league, do you think LeBron has done as much for the league as Jordan has done? I mean, I don't get the sense that he's viewed the same way outside his circles. As much money as he made, the championships he's won, as well he's playing at 40 years old, got it. But I just don't get the same feeling, having lived through Jordan, that I'm getting about him.
I hear what you're saying, Brian, and I lived through Jordan too and saw him play live many times. I think what Jordan did for the league was transformative in terms of saving the game. He changed the NBA at a time when the NBA was, you know, in a rough place. Magic and Larry had it on life support, kept it going, and then Jordan came and did two things. He elevated the NBA to the point where it was like America's game while he was in the league, but he also changed the sneaker industry in a way that affected America's culture. Those were huge paradigm shifts that Jordan did. What LeBron has done, I think, is equally powerful but different. In other words, he didn't change the game of basketball the way that Michael did, but what he did change is the business of basketball. And I think every player that's in the NBA today realizes that. They understand it. Regardless of how they feel about LeBron personally, they respect the fact that he has changed the business of basketball and improved it immensely for players. He's equaled the scales between owners and players. He's responsible for elevating salaries and bargaining power. He's changed a lot of things for players that I think will be appreciated even more historically as we get further away from his career.
I want to talk about Tiger Woods. He's pulled out of another major. It looks like he has plantar something or other. He's got other issues. I guess it could be stemming all from the accident. Do you think he's basically done?
You know, it's an interesting question because we've been talking about LeBron and we've talked about Tom Brady. And I think the hardest moment for any athlete, not just the superstars, but any athlete, is when they're standing at the precipice looking over it and realizing that the end might be here. And that's an even harder moment when you've reached the status of LeBron or Tom Brady or Tiger. it's hard to accept the end. I think Tiger's been, he's been at that precipice actually for a long time. Brady got off the stage and, you know, he's walked away. LeBron is probably close to that. Tiger's been limping along. I mean, quite literally limping along. And I think at some point, you know, he's probably going to have to just exit, because he's the kind of guy who isn't playing just to play. He plays to win, and he can't win. He can't win when you can't make it through four rounds because of physical limitations. And that's really what it is for him. It's not a mental thing with him. It's a physical thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, well, he's getting older, the swing's gotten less, he's not driving as far. Those would be the good problems to have. You change your game, you figure out a way, and he's great at that. But we don't know what that leg looks like.
No, you're right. He is great at that. He's mentally a genius at that. But there's only so much you can do with body parts that have screws in them and plates in them and things like that. He's been operated on so many times. He's broken bones. He's had vertebrae problems. Now he's got leg and ankle problems. It's like at some point he is going to have to hang it up, because he just simply can't compete physically.
I know. You would think he's a middle linebacker, the type of injuries he had.
Right.
I tell you, congratulations. You have the book. Is already a bestseller. Has been from the day it launched. It's called LeBron. Guys, pick it up. Get a perspective, a real fair look and deep look into the greatest player of his generation, some say ever. Jeff, congratulations.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Varney and Company next. Simulcast.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News. We'll be right back.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
The Brian Kilmeade Show joins Fox Business's Varney and Company with Stuart Varney, live on your radio and on Fox Business. Here's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. We're going to do a simulcast. This is the guy with the deep voice said. Now, listen, on the back end, I'll be able to take some calls right before. Stuart usually gives me about 2 minutes, 2.5 at the end of this to close out the hour on the Thursday edition. And what we've been talking about, and as you know, we're talking about DeSantis' big appearance. We're talking about Donald Trump's retort on Truth Social. One, in the beginning, I understand it. Why he's calling him Rob and not Ron is weird. I don't get it, to be clear. And the other thing was happening in Ukraine. Let's listen in and hear Stuart.
Well, here is Brian Kilmeade. Brian, welcome back to the show. I want you to listen to what he had to say on day one. This is DeSantis. What he had to say on day one about the border crisis. Watch this. Roll it, please.
Day one, it's a national emergency. We'll mobilize all resources to construct the border wall, shut the border down. We'll finally get that done and take care of it because Republicans have been asking about this for years and years and years. I follow through. I'll use all the levers at my disposal to be able to get it done, and we will finally put this issue to bed once and for all.
Hey, Brian, do you think that was a dig at Donald Trump?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, but he didn't say he didn't do it. Like Governor Sununu is coming out and saying he didn't do it. Governor Christie says he didn't do it. I wouldn't approach it that way. The way he said it is the right way to do it because you know what President Trump tried to do. He did everything possible. He got $1.8 billion for the wall from Paul Ryan twice. You need $10 billion. He got 450 miles done. They say, well, a lot of it was redone. Well, some of it was split rail fence. So I don't consider that replacement. You know, those other or the razor wire. So this stuff was put in there. Now, you know what drives me crazy, Stuart? We have a affiliate in McAllen, Texas, and there is fence laying in between blocks that we paid for, a wall that we paid for, and just on spite, even though we watch it working on a daily basis when everyone was watching Title 42 go away, every network was down there, and we're seeing how good the wall was as opposed to the big gaps, the 12 gaps in Arizona, and out of spite, we paid for it, taxpayers, and it's laying in the desert, laying between blocks, and there's a contractor already paid to put it up, and he's being paid not to work.
It's pathetic and ridiculous, frankly, when you've got a border crisis like this. Next one. Do you think that last night's performance from DeSantis, and I'm not just talking about Twitter, but also his appearance on Fox, do you think it helped or hurt Trump?
Good question. You know, to see the typical big rally, Obama style. Kamala Harris had a great rollout, by the way. I don't know if you remember that. Even Donald Trump commented, man, she's going to be good, and she ended up being terrible in the interview. I think that Santa says, I got a lot of money. I got like 6 months. I don't have a caucus till January. Let me introduce myself, make it official, game on. So he's going to do it different. It was pointed out to me by Mark Thiessen, who was just on the show, that they got 6.5 million people. How many rollouts had 6.5 million people. That's true. Who came on Twitter. And the reason it crashed, Elon Musk believes, is because the amount of people that came on that Twitter access. I wouldn't have done it audio. I love audio, obviously, but I would have done it video. But then he looked good with Trey Gowdy. Ran through his policies at an hour on the number one network in television. Casual, informed conversation, not sensationalistic. So I am not against it. I'm open to not, like, to let's see what happens.
Yeah, okay. Change the subject. Meet New York's Mayor Eric Adams. He wants to suspend the right to shelter for migrants. He says we can't afford, the city can't guarantee housing for all of them any longer. When is New York going to ditch its sanctuary city status?
He was on WABC this morning, one of our great affiliates with Sid Rosenberg this morning, and he talked about it, and he said, Sid, I didn't come up with these policies. I didn't write these laws. I have to live with these laws. Nobody anticipated 44,000 people need to eat and sleep and can't work for minimum 120 days. This is not sustainable. This is what's brilliant about this. We've known this has been a problem, Stuart, since the longest we've worked together, this has been an issue. Some people care about it. Some people don't. Some leaders make it a priority. Others don't. But it's always been a priority. But until they started overwhelming liberal cities, which is every city, it became an issue now of national persuasion. In Chicago, they're in police stations. In New York, I went by the Roosevelt Hotel the other day. It's already full. People just sitting outside. By the way, not starving. These are not famished people dressed well. They have decided they like our country better. That's not what asylum was meant for. We know our country's better. You know our country's better. How many countries you've been to? That's not the way it works.
Right. It's not the way it works. But,
he's going to try. Hopefully people listen. They didn't listen to Adams on the bail law. Even though he begged to change it, he backed off. Now he's got to continue with press conference after press conference, get other mayors to do exactly what he's doing.
Yes, indeed. Brian, thanks a lot for joining us. See you again real soon.
Go get him, Stuart. All right. Alex, listen on WABC in Brooklyn. Hey, Alex.
Hey, good morning, Brian. By the way, what you were just talking about, you know, Mayor Eric Adams went down to the border and told them that he was going to treat them extremely well here in New York City. So I wouldn't be surprised if so many of the people that are coming here, of these illegal immigrants, are coming here because they're picking the New York City buses that are coming in our direction because he told them he's going to treat them well. But I want to comment about
Ron DeSantis. The bus city is one of the most attractive places to go in the country, in the world.
Right. Mm-hmm. And especially with the kind of treatment he was promising them, he's going to give them good stuff. But I wanted to comment on Ron DeSantis. Two points. I think, number one, the reason why he did the Twitter thing as opposed to having a live audience and having it live stream on all the television networks, which would have gotten him more viewers and a broader audience in terms of getting more Democrats and CNN and other platforms as well as Republicans, was because I think he was afraid of getting less viewers on live television than what Trump got when he announced in Mar-a-Lago that he's running. And then Trump would come out and say, hey, you're not as good as I am. People don't like you as much. And that's why I got more people when I live streamed my announcement at Mar-a-Lago on live television. I also want to make another point quickly about Trump supporters. I feel like they're going into this election with way too many feelings and emotions about how they like Trump and how they're connected with him. That what they need to do is they need to cut the crappy emotions and start thinking common sense and logically, and at least go into this with an open mind and listen to the arguments that Ron DeSantis is saying. He's not terrible just because he's running against Trump. Listen to the arguments. Listen to Trump's arguments.
I know.
But don't just say, hey, he's running against Trump. You got to be an establishment Republican.
I know. Yeah. Read the arguments. Be mature about it. Don't be emotional. Don't tell me I'm going to root for my team right or wrong. Your vote's worth more than that.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Oh, there you have it. Stop.
Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.